What about radio?
You'll have to take radio the way it is. If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Mike is a loser. Like, who put him on the air? Nobody thinks he's funny.
True.
He sucks. Yep. Big fat dojo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big fat dojo.
My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. It has a lot of sugar. It tastes less fattening because it's European dessert. And then I just like some of the syrup, flan syrup.
What's up with the guy with the weird eyes? He handicapped or something?
We believe he's of Korean descent.
That guy. What would he need him for?
No one makes friends with a failure.
We want funk.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I didn't come over here to eat tacos.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Just pretty much took his pants off and went crazy.
Roll. Just like the other one.
Come on, keep blowing.
This one seems to be about to quit.
This is what's known as radio hell.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine.
It's
our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Survey says you.
Talking about
just like
I find that offensive.
A lot of people forgot about 9/11, but
I don't have another cent.
No, I keep losing things, and I don't want to make it there anymore.
Don't be such a pussy.
Mumford, Tennessee. Hello.
And now.
Me in New York. Ah, I own that city. Forget about it.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting live from New York at 5:37. What?
Are we done yet?
We just started.
Ralph was asleep. Kevin, you didn't know this. We walked into the building, and Ralph had gotten to the door where you need the pass, which Lightning had, so he couldn't get past there. He was actually asleep in the corner.
Good. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got in a couple hours ago.
Good.
Very good. And I'm still the first guy here. How does that happen?
That's true. That does happen.
That's why Dave is our emergency quarterback and not the first stringer. When the drunk guy shows up and he's here before the producer of the Kevin and Bean Show.
We stopped and had a leisurely breakfast this morning on our way, and that's why.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Sorry about that. Talk about a haircut. You see my man Bean over here?
he's got a tight lid, as we used to say back in Philly.
There's some story,
he has
but
got
I haven't heard
a
it.
Tight lid.
Look, when you're... By the way, we have a webcam now. I guess I can show off the
yes,
haircut,
you can.
Right?
People well, are, show off is not the term, but yeah.
People see you right now, Sarge.
Yeah.
Get off my obstacle pile.
We were in Harlem yesterday. Lightning, who's running the webcam here for the Kevin and Bean Show.
And you enlisted?
And Dave and I took the subway down to 125th Street and got off in Harlem.
Oh,
and
like a young Duke Ellington.
When you show up in the black barbershop, here's what I learned. They tell you how you're going to get your hair.
Is oh, that really? Right?
Yeah, does it work? You don't walk in and say, here's how I'd like you to do my hair, sir. They say, son, here's what you need.
Oh. They don't give you what you want. They give you what you need.
Exactly, yeah. And they were not into any Woodstock hippie long-haired freaks in their barbershop. I got news for you. They were not going to let me walk out of there with the hair in the direction that it was going.
Well, the hair in the direction it was going was awful.
Well,
but we were having a conversation yesterday before you left.
Was this the only option, though?
No, that
he, never occurred to anyone,
because
actually.
We think he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought he's just going to get a couple of trims and just walk on and, you know, keep it the way it was.
That was my intention going into the barbershop.
Right.
That was what I hoped was that. But I'm telling you.
And then we were saying, why doesn't he do a mullet? You had the perfect hair for
so
a mullet.
You were so close.
That would have. That
but it would be funny.
It'd be funny.
Hockey hair would have ruled on you.
When I walked in there, there was talk of a weave. There was talk of cornrows.
Nice.
Talk of cornrows.
You should have gotten a weave.
Yes.
Instead, you said, no, make me look like I'm doing chemo.
I didn't say that. They said that. They said, here's the haircut you're getting, sir. So that's
wow.
pretty much how we're. But we actually have video. We actually shot. You'll see it on video later on today. You can actually watch it online at kevinandbean.com. Or
great.
I think we're actually going to be trying something new, Kevin. I think we're actually going to be streaming the video as we play it back on the radio so people can watch it as we play along.
Yeah, well, I always loved your series, The Adventures of Mark and Brian. I'm looking forward to seeing the latest episode.
I can tell you right now that's not going to work.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're
I know.
Probably
right. Lightning has it figured out. He's edited it.
Now, trust me. I'm going to play the video, and everyone's going to watch it, and the audio from the video will be what's on the radio.
Everything that we're being told makes perfect sense, but it isn't going to work.
I was out on the street last night until almost 9 o'clock, and there are people out.
Son of a bitch.
There are people out walking around doing things at that absurd hour.
Yeah.
Those of you that don't know Bean. He's a loner. He stays at his house. He usually turns in around 6 p.m.
They don't roll up the sidewalks in this town, I'll tell you that.
And really? In New York City, they don't roll?
They don't,
they
don't
close early in New York City?
We sort of ran into Charlize Theron yesterday, though, Ralph.
I heard. She made an appearance at the Dior store.
Yeah, she was like 2 blocks away from where you were. And and I don't know if
where did the run-in part happen?
The fact that we walked by this building that she was going to be in.
All right.
Wow. Surprised you didn't knock her over.
But she wasn't there then.
No, she wasn't there then.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you're in Manhattan, she's in Manhattan. It seems like that's the love tryst you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Just saying. How dare you?
Psycho Mike does that just to get a reaction.
He couldn't be more wrong.
She's clearly one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Exact opposite.
Yes, she is. It was just a joke.
Anyway, we have many, many, many stories to tell, but we need to get started with your telephone calls at 1-800-520-1067. Remarkably, it worked yesterday, so why don't we try it again today? It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
I haven't checked the paperwork, but I believe this week you get on the air, you get a fresh new Kevin and Bean t-shirt.
Oh, that's huge.
I think that's the prize, and I think we'll start with our man Sal, who is on line one on the Kevin and Bean show. Hey, Sal, thanks for being up so early. Thanks for calling. What it do?
What it do? What do you do, Lisa? Mate?
What it do?
What's happening?
Well, check it out, man. I was zapping around on the computer yesterday, and I came upon this new trailer for this new movie coming out called Black Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Really?
Awesome.
You guys need to check this movie out, man. I think it comes out at the end of this year or early next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if Ralph's already come across it.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
What is it?
It's about it's an early 70s. It's kind of like a Shaft movie.
Those blaxploitation movies?
Yeah.
Love it.
Sorry, the main guy is the guy that came out in Dark Knight, Gamble.
Gamble? Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Remember a gamble?
The black guy.
Hey, is this Mario Van Peebles?
No.
His name's Sal.
The main guy that came out in Spawn. Remember that movie Spawn, that cheesy movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The black guy,
Michael Jai White?
Exactly. He plays Black Dynamite.
Nicely done.
Huh.
Well, there was a series of movies called Dolomite. With Rudy Ray Moore.
That's
who
right.
Was, a series of blaxploitation movies. So maybe this is sort of a spoof on those. Is it supposed to be a comedy or is it an action film or what?
It's supposed to be like a comedy action flick.
This is definitely a comedy. I'm looking at it right now on IMDb. Arsenio Hall plays Tasty Freeze.
Oh, yes. Tasty Freeze.
Call me Tasty.
Tommy Davidson plays Cream Corn. And like you said, Michael Jai White plays the lead character Black Dynamite.
It sounded good until
awesome.
I heard all of that.
Not me.
Are you kidding me? I'm on board more than ever.
Sounds better now.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Brian here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, live from New York City on a Friday. Hey, Brian, what it do?
You.
Oh, yes.
What happened?
I thought I heard you. I thought it was F-U, some kind of you there. What's happening, Brian?
What it do, so I ended up going to the Sprint store probably about like 2 years back. Or probably like a year back, and
thanks for getting around to calling us about this.
All right, before you go on, anyone think there's a potential that he's going to save this story?
Anyone? No. Anyone a dollar?
If it starts
anyone?
Out with, I went to the Sprint store a year ago, what are the chances?
Guarantee
this is a
story we're going to regret this.
Maybe 2 years. He's not sure.
All right, Brian, the hopes of a grateful nation are on your shoulders. Good luck.
right. So, of course, the K-Rock fans out there, and they hooked me up with a Kevin Bean shirt that says, "What a deep nephew." Mm-hmm. So the next day I go to school and I wear it, and thanks to you, now everyone calls me nephew.
Everyone calls you nephew, so you have a cool nickname now.
That's my school nickname, bro.
That could have been worse. I mean, that could
it could have been way worse.
Been a lot worse, I guess.
Yeah. He actually had a point.
All right, nephew. Thanks. Right. Thanks for calling. What's going on with the phone?
I don't know. Is that you, Mike?
I'm voting for American Idol.
That is not on my end. I do not know where that was coming from.
That's on our end.
Really?
Or it could have been Brian.
Oh, all right. All right. Any hope that Lisa's going to be worth going to, or should we just blow her off and move on with today's show?
I can't see what.
Well,
the,
you know who Julio is in promotions.
Oh,
right?
That's right. Okay,
Julio's special.
He's the little people. Okay, let's talk. Oh, he's the best. Let's talk to her then. Kevin and Bean, what it do, nephew? And you, Lisa, are on the air.
Yes, it's Lisa, the graphics girl. Oh my gosh, I thought you guys were going to blow me off and you played my song.
Don't, Lisa, the graphics girl.
We probably should have, but go ahead.
No. Okay. So, you guys invited me to the Fiesta Hermosa, which I always attend, in sunny Hermosa Beach. And I met Julio G, because I went down there and asked for the Sons of Anarchy DVD, like you guys told me to do.
Right.
Dude was cool as all hell. Like,
he is.
You know, I know a lot of people. I even know Wee Man. I know, like, I went to a friend, I went to a school. I can hardly talk. I can't believe I'm on K-Rock.
No, this is good. It's going well.
What a bad job you're doing with this story.
I was drunk this morning.
In Costa Mesa, you guys can't believe this.
All right, so you're trying to tell us that you have other midget friends as well.
Little people.
I'm trying to say that small people are rock and they're cool as all hell, but Julio, dude, went out of his way to be just the coolest person to me. I wasn't even thinking about him being a small person.
He is the best. He works for us at the radio station in the promotions department.
You know what? He really does. And because I went to Irvine and I got, like, BMX Etnies tickets for the Levi's thing. And
we
got to
go, Lise. Somebody's at the door. I got to run.
We
love Julio, too.
Yeah, he is all awesome. Right.
But your story's killing us.
Peace out.
But thank you.
Save that for the next round of How to Tell a Story.
Wow, that was brutal.
Didn't need the Sons of Anarchy DVD talk. A lot of stuff in that story that
was
extraneous.
Do we know who she is, by the way? When she said it's Lisa the graphics person? Do we know her from something?
No idea.
I do. What's wrong with you guys?
I like how when you guys called her on telling a bad story, she's like, you won't believe this. I'm in a parking lot in Costa Mesa. It's impossible.
All right. I believe we're going to cut our losses and just say no more calls. But we have an enormous Kevin and Bean show, day two from New York this morning.
We do. It's Friday morning. That means Adam Carolla will be in the studio. This week in Right Each, we're going to talk to Sal Masekela on the program today. I don't know if you saw the story about the California assemblyman that didn't realize the microphones were on.
Oh, this guy's my hero. He's the best.
But a lot of tail, I know that much.
The microphones were on, and he was talking about this affair that he was allegedly having, and then he ended up later going back and saying, oh, no, I was just making up stories. It's not true.
Right. In his defense, he's 54, she's 19. How do you not brag about that every opportunity you have?
Well, maybe you don't do it during a session of the California State Assembly.
With an open microphone.
With an open mic.
Yeah.
Maybe wait. Andrew Siciliano talking about football. I don't know if you saw the opening game last night.
Great game.
A lot of fun.
Went down to the wire.
Yeah. I fell asleep during it. I didn't realize what happened. It was 7-7 when I dozed.
Wow.
Who won?
Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to him about football. We have a movie beat because it's Friday. And Bean, for some, I don't know that any of us understand it, but has a policy that he now wants to get his hair cut in each of the 50 states.
Yeah.
And he can't skip. It's not like he can do two if he's in the same state for a while. He has to do another state each time.
Why are you stomping on my dreams?
And he can't skip. He can't, like, get a haircut at home now that he started. His next haircut has to be.
I'm saving.
He already knows where he's going next.
I'm going to Maryland in November to get a haircut, but I'm
There's no way you're going to need a haircut in November.
I'll need a little bit of a trim above the ears at that point.
You'll be scalped.
I'm saving Washington and Oregon because they're the easiest ones for me to get to till an emergency where I have no opportunity to travel anywhere else. I'll have those in my back pocket to use when they're easy.
On your dreams because your dreams look like dreams,
right?
And sound like dreams,
right?
And they're crafted like dreams, but there's no dream there.
Kevin, I'm letting you know now.
It's an empty suit.
Your dream is an empty suit condition this morning. I do not have the fortitude to get through this break with Bean.
Well, maybe you should
when
step
he starts to talk about what states he has in his back pocket. I'm going to go across this room and slap him.
But you guys would admit, 5 states in now, I'm way too far to quit.
5 out of 50? No,
I'm
way
too far
to
quit.
That.
You don't quit at this point.
Dude, you could get 49 and no one would care.
I'm at just the tip at this point. You don't walk away from that. right?
Depends on whose tip it is.
Wow.
All right. Well, we have all of that and things we haven't even invented yet that are going to slay you on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. That's the guarantee I'm making to you. Today will be a surprise.
We're going
show.
To invent things
we're
during
invent
the show.
Things that will slay you.
All right. You let me know when you've come up with something you've invented that we're going to do on the show. I want to mark it down.
We'll take a first look at the showbiz beat with a very hungover Ralph Garman. What? Why are you laughing at me now?
Because you're bad this morning.
Is that coming up next? We'll take a look at the showbiz beat with a very hungover Ralph Garman.
All right.
When we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7 minutes till 6 o'clock. It's the Kevin and Haircut Show. Live from New York City. Bean got a buzz cut. Looks like he's joining the military.
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, wouldn't that be awesome? Can you imagine if Bean went in the military? They would kick his ass every day.
Oh, my God.
I thought about it at one time in my life.
Oh, that would have been great.
I did. Anyway, we'll show you the video coming up later on. Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday.
Yes.
What are people talking about?
The Guinness has a new product.
Guinness, the beer?
Is that what you discovered at 3 o'clock this morning?
They've got a new beer called 250 to celebrate the 250th anniversary of Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turns out I can drink about 87 of them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's tasty.
So this morning when I was at the Japanese karaoke and tapas bar known as Jappas, and I'm not making that up, singing my ass off, I said, I should probably get back to the hotel and grab a nap.
What did you sing?
Everything.
In the mood?
The whole book. Whatever they had.
The whole book. I'll bet you were great. Did you bring it a tape?
Got better the more drunk I got. That's what they tell me.
Ralph can sing, so I'm sure that they were entertained.
Yeah, he can sing, yeah. Ralph, if you, lived,
fun.
If you lived in New York, would you be dead within a year with, everything being open all the time?
Yeah.
It's second only to Vegas in terms of the physical damage I inflict on myself in this town.
It is a great city.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, I know a lot of people love a lot of things about Los Angeles, but in many ways it cannot compare to New York City. That's
I would never want to live here.
Yeah, I couldn't live here either.
Never want to.
It's a great place to visit, but there's no way I could live here. I was thinking of that as I was getting around town. I was like, this is fun for a couple days.
Yeah.
But I cannot wait to go back to LA and to be in my car and my home and see grass and things and sunshine. And
you guys
stuff.
Have no idea what it's like to be a white guy and try and hail a cab. It's crazy.
Yeah, they really
they
do.
Fly right
they
by
keep you. Down.
Black man's world.
I don't care.
All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we? Paula Abdul is apparently a very gracious loser. She sent congratulations to Ellen DeGeneres yesterday.
Really?
Celebrating her new gig as a judge on American Idol.
Could Ellen tell what it said?
She said, Ellen is wildly funny and talented and wishes her the best of luck. So that was sweet.
Wow.
And then Paula fell over. That's what she does. Speaking of falling over, Lindsay Lohan in the news. She and Samantha Ronson apparently on the outs again. Their relationship switched back to the off position. She tweeted yesterday that Samantha was a cheater, had committed errors.
Errors?
Yes.
Your baseball player?
Apparently, yes. She didn't say anything about her IBIs, though. And said that her friends liked her more than they do Samantha.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's a mature way to handle a relationship through Twitter.
Mess.
I love her.
Speaking of people who are making threats, Tyra Banks has announced she wants to be a movie star.
Oh, good.
That'll be as successful as her singing career was.
It's not enough that she's all over our TV. Now she wants to take on the silver screen as well. She told Cindy Adams that she's taking acting lessons in her spare time and is looking forward to her motion picture career.
Oh, me too.
I hope she teams up with Tyler Perry. I hope they do a movie together.
You know, she was not off. I mean, I know she only got the role because she was dating John Singleton at the time. But what was that movie, that college campus movie?
Coyote. Oh.
College campus movie that she was in.
Higher Learning.
Yeah. She was okay in that. And she was okay in Coyote Ugly, too.
Hey, we can't hear you unless you use your producer voice.
I don't see great acting in her future.
Yeah, I don't either. John Mayer wants to dispel any rumors that he has been banging Kristen Cavallari. Why would you want to dispel those rumors? I have no idea. I'd like to start a rumor that I'm banging Kristen Cavallari.
He's banging everyone else. Why not?
Yeah. I've never understood that. If people want to start that rumor about me, I'm cool with that.
He tweeted that the two have never tasted the Skittles rainbow together. That's how he phrased it. He also added his Millie has never danced with her Vanilli.
Okay.
Nor has he Bensoned her hedges.
Okay.
All euphemisms, I'm assuming, for doing the wild
thing.
Oh, he did
all that? You made that up.
No, those were his tweets.
I thought the first one was his.
They were all his tweets.
No kidding.
Yeah. John's writing my material for me these days. And Whitney Houston in the news. Apparently the London Sun tabloid got a sneak peek at her tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey, where she reveals a lot of disturbing facts about her drug years. She said at one point she was so highly addicted to drugs that she didn't change out of the same pair of pajamas for 7 months.
7 months?
Dude, yeah, that's hardcore.
I don't know why that sounds really good to me right now.
It seems like, yeah, because you're hungover.
Yeah.
Seems like at 4 months, you just would do it on accident without even paying attention.
And ladies, good news. Looks like John Gosselin is single again.
Ooh, woo, woo.
Apparently, Haley Glassman, his girlfriend, discovered a bunch of provocative pictures and text messages from other women on his cell phone after they returned from a recent trip to Las Vegas. And apparently, she has broken up with him. So... he's available, ladies. No.
There are women who will go out or become interested in anyone who is famous.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Even John Gosselin.
They'll find someone really fast.
And a lot of women dig hair plugs and affliction.
They do.
There's that.
And all the kids. That's a plus, too.
Trust me, the kids aren't even in the picture anymore with him. Trust me, you'd never see him if you dated him.
I suppose that's true.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Movie director Brian De Palma is 69 years old today. Actress Virginia Madsen is 48. Moby, our buddy Moby.
Moby.
Turns 44. John Buckland of Coldplay, the guitarist for that band, is 32. Ludacris celebrates his 32nd birthday. And maybe you saw this dude singing the national anthem at the kickoff for the NFL last night with the Steelers and Titans. Harry Connick Jr. celebrates his 42nd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
What about Assemblyman Mike Duvall of California? What about my new favorite politician?
My God.
I don't follow politics much, but this guy I love.
This has been a crazy week because, A, you had the guy, the congressman from South Carolina, who screamed out, "You lie," during the president's speech the other night. You had that guy. And then he was almost, as crazy as that is, he was almost overshadowed by this low-level politician who works in the California Assembly, who apparently was at a council meeting and he didn't realize that the microphone was on, and some of the LA TV stations caught him on tape bragging to a colleague about this hot 19-year-old that he was banging.
How do you do that into... He's married, of course.
Yes.
How do you do that into a microphone at a meeting?
Yes.
And not think, hey, maybe these microphones right here are on.
It's insane.
How do you
was
go...
Was he drunk?
How do you go into the kind of detail where you're bragging about how you're 54, you've got a 19-year-old girlfriend, you start giving details about her little, as he called it, eye patch underwear... Oh. Talks about sex acts that they've done and all sorts of things that
graphic,
they talk about.
Graphic detail.
And how he spanks her and the whole deal. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So really, in fairness, let's talk to the assemblyman himself. And I believe we do have on the line Mike Duvall joining us from Sacramento, California. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for coming on in this very difficult week.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're fine. But you have, of course, you've resigned from your job because of all of this attention. How did this happen? What's going on?
I was just telling stories. That's all. I used inappropriate language, but I was just telling stories.
You're making up false stories?
Yeah, that's it. It's about false stories.
Because everyone has seen you in this little floozy around town, grocery shopping together, holding hands. I mean, it was the worst kept secret in Sacramento that you were having an affair.
You guys sound so hot right now.
What?
What?
What are you guys wearing right now in the studio?
What are you?
Mike,
I think that would be you.
What are you talking about?
I'm touching my right now.
Oh, dear God. Okay. You understand that's not appropriate.
Mike,
what?
The
I'm
microphones.
Just telling a story. I was just telling a story, right. That's all.
But you're telling a story about your.
Kevin, you can't say that either.
I'm saying, but I at least know the mics are on.
A little less sexually explicit action from our lawmakers. That's what we're saying. I mean, come on.
You guys have got a woman working there, too?
Yeah, Lisa.
Well,
Lisa's
yeah.
Here. Oh, yeah. I'd like you just to sit on my way to your traffic. Just
okay, look.
Freeways while I just got my.
You can't talk. You can't talk like that. You're
I'm
a public.
Just stories. I'm just telling right, a story.
You're a public official. You're
it telling was a story. It's just a story.
It wasn't. You were telling Lisa what you want to do.
It was a proposition, I think.
Yeah. Was I want to? Aren't you?
By the way, Lisa's thinking about it too. Just so you know, Mike.
Well, he's got his underwear.
You know, the underwear that just covers up that little eye. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, oh, come on.
Did it like a one-eyed cat winking at me? You know what I'm saying?
We're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
Did it not occur to you at the time that the mics were on, and that now perhaps the mics are on?
What? I was just telling a story. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're almost out of time, but what about your wife? How do you explain this to her? This has to be embarrassing and a real strain on your marriage.
Yeah. Oh, my wife. I like to spank her. I like to say, oh, yeah, you're a bad girl, aren't you? Oh, no, wait, that's my girlfriend.
That's the girlfriend.
My wife and I would go shopping, go like the mall and stuff, and she'd buy.
Well, Kevin, you've always said you just want a politician who's honest. Now you got one.
There you go. You're my man.
Seriously, what are you guys wearing now? Oh, I just.
It's Kevin Beach live in Manhattan this morning. You know I love the death.
Yes.
Sure.
A lot of emails and tweets this morning suggesting that for someone who loves death, being in New York on 9/11 is the best of all possible worlds, and I need to go just hang out around the site today. Because lots of people be down there crying and
That's
stuff.
That's true.
Because you know, I enjoy human misery so much. But then somebody suggests with my haircut, then I got to put up with all the people coming by and telling me thanks for your service. So it might be more of a hassle that it's worth it as they go down there.
That's kind of funny.
That's where you're different than me, because if I had that haircut, I'd go down there.
Yeah.
And I would take credit for my service.
Right, exactly. You'll see the video of the tragic haircut in Harlem later on today. Also, Sal Masekela joins us in just a few minutes. It's Friday. That means the Movie Beat. And Adam Carolla will be here with The Week in Rage. All of that straight ahead here on the Kevin Beach Show.
You guys remember Pat O'Brien?
Of course.
Yeah,
sure.
CBS Sports for all those years.
P.O.B. Access Hollywood host for many, many years. Then he went over to Extra. Used to be a very frequent guest on the Kevin Bean Show. Sure. I liked Pat a lot.
Lara? Used to say that all the time. I remember that on The Insider.
And then, remember when he was at the nightclub or a restaurant or whatever with his girlfriend and he wanted to have her come back to the...
He's now in the California Assembly.
Just say yes.
If you want to go, just say yes.
And by the way...
All right, that's enough.
And I remember
Mike,
we stuck up for Pat because what guy, as you so eloquently put it at the time, Ralph, what guy hasn't gotten his load on and tried to hook up a threesome? Like, why is that a big deal? Why was
especially
there
with
any
a snoot full of blow?
Yeah, why was there any shame in that? I mean,
maybe
I thought,
it was the snoot full of blow.
I think a belly full of cognac.
I think he got railroaded on that whole deal.
Yeah, well, anyway, he lost the job, so he's not working in Access Hollywood anymore.
Right. Well, he had a big battle with the producers over there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a falling out.
And drug problem, clearly.
Yeah.
And so we haven't really talked to him in a while, but we used to have him on all the time.
I love Pat.
Yeah.
Before we fell in love with Harvey.
Right.
We used to do our showbiz news with Pat.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Yeah, because it was Access Hollywood.
Right.
So, but we haven't talked to him in forever, and we don't have him on anymore. So when Lisa and I walked out of the hotel yesterday here in New York City...
New York City.
And he was sitting.
Pause. Not my fault.
Do I have your permission to hit her in the head?
Yes.
Oh, please.
Not you.
Oh, you
of
can't.
All people,
no.
You hypocrite.
So we walk out of the hotel and he's sitting 2 feet from us.
On the sidewalk?
Yes.
On the sidewalk.
With a monkey in an organ? It was
dancing. Said, we'll host for food.
He was tap dancing. It was odd. No, but he was sitting right there and looks at me and goes, hey, Kevin.
That's weird. In a city of 14 million people,
right.
You walk out of your hotel and run into a dude you know.
I haven't seen or heard from the guy in 3 years.
Yeah.
Right on the corner of our... There's no way we could have acted like we didn't see him or just moved along or anything like that.
Was that your plan, to pretend you didn't see
him? Well, no,
we might have thought about it for a second.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, by the way, let me ask you this. Let me insert this question. Was the last time you saw Pat when we were in New York City for the MTV Video Music Awards and you and I were walking down to Radio City Music Hall and we ran into him on the street then?
Yes, and he said... hey, you know, I should come on the show again. And we said, lying, oh, yeah, we'll hook it up. And then we, of course, you know, didn't call him back. Remember that?
I remember.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Yeah.
Since we've had him on. And but we ran into him. He's like, hey, Kevin. I was like, oh, hi, Pat. How's it going? Because I didn't know. Like, I don't even know what he's doing right now. So he says he's hosting MSNBC today for an hour. He said, I'm just trying to get my foot back in the door.
I didn't know they had an overnight show.
I like Pat. I wish we still had Pat on. I think he's a good dude.
I think he's a good broadcaster, I'll tell you that. He's great at sports, and I'm surprised that he couldn't get a sports
job. Let's bring him on as our new sports guy.
I like it.
Pat O'Brien, K-Rock Sports.
Did he have a cup and a sign, though? Tell
us
that. He didn't. So it's not that bad.
No, he's drinking a cup of coffee. He's out there in running clothes.
He had running shorts on. Very short running shorts.
But that could be that could be the only clothes he has left.
Yeah.
Sold off everything else. You don't know, man.
He might have just been rolled. Some of his boxers.
But remember, he used to jog. He used to annoy us so much because he would get up first thing in the morning and jog like 20 miles.
Yeah. Oh, dear God.
And we go, dude, take it easy. You don't have to make us look that bad.
Did it look like shelter coffee, or is it something that he actually was able to pay for, like at a Starbucks or something?
I think he bought it.
Oh, wow.
So he's
doing all right.
Someone bought it. I don't know. I'm not sure if it was him. So that was my first celebrity sighting.
There's more?
And Lisa and I had to stand there because the light was red, so we had to talk to him for, I don't know,
why
a minute and a half.
Why do you make it sound like it's so bad to talk to Pat O'Brien for a minute?
It's just, it was a little
he's
awkward.
Not a leper, Kevin.
I liked him, too.
Right?
But then all this happened, and then he tried to come on our show a couple of times. We said no. I mean, that just that uncomfortable.
So you were kind of worried that he might say something like, hey, why don't I?
I don't know.
But He didn't.
So then, yesterday, as I was walking back from the radio station in New York City, I walked past one of the biggest athletes in the world.
Oh.
I had a huge athletic celebrity sighting.
Can we take a guess?
Yeah.
Yankees are in town. I'm going to say Alex Rodriguez.
That is not correct. Would be big.
That would be big.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay. Manute Bol, he's big.
I'll give you a hint. It's not from a player from a New York team, but it is sports.
Well, that narrows it down a tiny bit.
It does a little. Well, he started with Rodriguez, so.
Is he a player in a team sport or an individual sport?
Oh, and he's current.
Okay.
Current.
Because I was going to go with one of the tennis guys with U.S. Open in town. Oh. That's why I was going to say Federer was going to
I was thinking boxer or MMA or something.
Yeah. No, I said
team
huge.
Sport,
I said
current, huge.
Roger Federer is a huge athlete.
I said huge.
Oh, you mean physically huge?
Both.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Bigger name, bigger stature. The picture is at kevinandbean.com if you want to go look at it. It's a picture of the day.
Shaq?
It's not a great picture.
That would be huge.
Shaq?
Same world.
Same world.
Oh, basketball.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he's doing that Shaq versus show. I thought maybe he was filming something here in town.
I took a great, great picture of the back of LeBron James' head.
Whoa!
Wow!
King
maybe
James. Maybe one of the five biggest sports stars in America.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Huge on every level.
And when you're walking down the street in New York, you know, you're in your own world. You're trying to avoid bums. You know what I mean? It's like you're not really thinking. And all of a sudden, I was face-to-face with LeBron James.
Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't know what to. I was just like.
Was he throwing Pat O'Brien a quarter?
He was not, no. But he was
jump shot into his cup he was holding.
He was with a posse of giants.
Did you dunk on him?
I did not.
Oh, awesome. Should have. And then Nike would come and try to get the tape from you.
Right. Just throw your camera on him. But check out the picture, because as he's walking away, he is twice the man anyone else in New York is stature-wise.
Right.
Physically, he's not, a monster.
He's not super tall for a basketball player. Isn't he only 6'6 or something?
He's like 6'9 or 10, I think.
How tall is he, Dave? I didn't think he was that tall.
No, I think he's 6'6", 6'7".
I don't
have
bulky.
His stats in front of me.
Mike, you know how tall he is?
He's not 6'10". He's like 6'6", 6'7", but he's like a linebacker. I mean,
he's a monster.
Wow.
So that was my fallback plan. Oh, I didn't have anything to say to him, because what do you say? Hey, I like when you play.
You play good ball.
Like those commercials with you and Kobe. So I just waited appropriate amount of time so he wouldn't see me, and then turned around, took a picture of the back of his head as he walked away. So is that a good use of
you
this?
You should be a paparazzo.
Is that a good
you
use
got a
of,
knack.
Of running into LeBron James? You think I got the most out of it?
I mean, I think you did what most of us would have done, which is just go, hey, that's LeBron James. I don't think most of us would have gone up to him and tried to engage the man in a conversation.
I don't think most of us would have taken a photo of the back of his head either.
It's
once
a great
he's gone,
photo.
You've got to kind of say, well, I'm not going to take this picture because I've just got the back of his head
it's
now.
It's a great
point.
Photo, though.
No, I'm guessing it's not.
It isn't great. But it's LeBron James, the back of his head. You can't technically tell it's him because his face isn't in the photo.
Right.
But I'm telling you it's LeBron James.
I got you, but your story isn't enhanced or diminished by the fact that you took that photo.
Okay. I'm saying it's a celebrity sighting photo. That's
but
what
it's
I'm
not,
saying.
Because there's no celebrity really in
I
the
should be
photo.
Working for Harvey Levin. That's
you
what
really
I'm
should.
Saying.
Yes.
I should send that to him at TMZ, get myself on staff, and then I can ask him what's...
Guys, we like photos of people's faces. That's what Harvey would say.
There's Incubus for you on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right before that, the latest from Muse. It's a number one song on the alternative rock chart in this country right now called Uprising. Very big news from Muse. Their album comes out on Tuesday. We'll have them for you Monday morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Breakfast with Muse. It's the latest in a long line of spectacular breakfasts that we're happy to bring you. You know, we got some Kevin and Bean listeners that are flying in from all over that are going to be with us in New York to help us do the interview.
That's right.
And hear the band perform live. So it's going to be very exciting on Monday. All right, we're live in New York City. Adam Carolla in just a few minutes. It's Friday. That means we've got the movie beat right now, though. Let's welcome our friend Sal Masekela back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Sal, how are you? What's going on?
I'm well, gentlemen. Good morning. Happy New York to you.
Happy New York. I hadn't heard that as a greeting. Hey, I was trying to remember. I follow your tweets, but it's been a while. You were on some like weird long vacation where you were completely out of touch with the whole world. Where'd you go, Sal?
I went to Fiji, to this little island called Tavarua, with Kelly Slater and a bunch of other friends, and we just went surfing for like 9 days, and it was
nice.
Magic.
Wow. That does sound like that. And you're one of those guys who is able to completely walk away from technology and essentially have no contact with the outside world. It's just you and the waves.
Yeah, I try and do it twice a year where I take at least 6 days and just completely 100% unplug from the matrix.
That's sweet. It's funny. Oh, that's sweet. Like you could do it for 10 minutes.
I couldn't do it, but I understand why. I understand why some people do.
Yeah,
I understand. How's your tan? Did you work on that at all, Sal?
Let me Let me tell you something, my friend. My blackness has never been stronger than it is right now.
All right. same here, by the way.
Yes, well, right. You know, you have a strong inner black child, and when you let it out, you look in the mirror and you're like, wow, I am darker.
That's right. That's
it's so funny you should say that, Sal. We're going to play some video because we're webcasting from New York City this week while we're broadcasting. We're playing some video in a few minutes of me, Bean, going down to Harlem yesterday to get a haircut. And look, I'm white. I'm white, guys, okay? Yeah. But when I stepped off the subway on 125th Street and made my way over to the Apollo, I never felt more like a visiting alien to this planet. It was crazy.
They cut hair at the Apollo?
No, they just passed
that. Welcome to a day in Malibu with me, my friend.
Well, I guess you're right.
Nice. Tell us about that.
All right. Speaking of Malibu, Surfrider Foundation Celebrity Expression Session is a horrible name, but it sounds like a great event that is free and open to the public, and it's going on tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock on the pier in Malibu. What's it all about, Sal?
Well, for the second year in a row, the Surfrider Foundation has try to get together a bunch of people who are relatively famous to come down to the beach and embarrass themselves for the general public in order to raise awareness about the health and the state of today's oceans. So we all get out there and flap around and try not to embarrass ourselves and put on a little show for the fans, and they crown a winner for who's the best celebrity shred in Southern California.
So I have Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Jason Mraz, and you're going to be there, and Eric Belfour and Eric Avery. And but are there any celebrities who can't surf? That's what I would like to see. I would like to see celebrities who can't surf try to surf. That would be awesome.
That would be a lot of fun. Like if we just like dropped Lindsay Lohan in the middle of the ocean and said, "Fend for yourself."
She got up on her knees. But that's a normal night for her.
I would drop her in the middle of the ocean without a surfboard is what I would do. Who's great among the list that Kevin just read? Like, who's the celebrity that really does rip it up for the fans?
Besides myself?
Of course, yeah, sure. President Kevin excluded, yeah.
Did we say Mraz? Was Mraz there this year?
He's on the list, yeah.
Yes, Mraz is really good. Eric Balfour is pretty good. I've actually surfed with him a bunch of times. Let's just say Flea is enthusiastic, but okay. Not very.
I love that. I love
you
that.
Know.
How do they raise money for this charity by going down to the
pier? A free event?
People donate, and I think there's like different corporate people who put up some money to see us embarrass ourselves.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, I mean, it sounds like I haven't checked. What's the weather supposed to be like in Malibu for tomorrow? Pretty decent?
It's perfect. Like, it's been for the last, like, 15 days. It's supposed to be, like, 85 degrees, and the waves are supposed to be one of the smallest days of the year.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you look for.
Yes. That way your ride goes for about 6 seconds before you have to come off.
It's bad enough that people have to watch us surf, but then they have to watch us surf in subpar conditions. You're out there going, wow, can this be over quickly? But
you know how to sell an event to the listeners, Sal. I got to give you all the credit in the world for that. Hey,
you know
what? Why aren't there any chicks surfing? Where are the celebrity women in the water?
I don't know. It's a big week in Hollywood. I think they're all in New York for Fashion Week and for the VMAs.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, let's get the B team out there.
All right, that makes sense. All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like a great event. You can't beat a day on the water in Malibu. And again, it's going to be at the Malibu Pier. And
follow me
tomorrow, starting about 11 o'clock.
People can follow me on Twitter at IamSalMasterKayla, and I'll take some pictures and stuff with Lee and post them up there. And I got to talk to you guys in the next couple of weeks because I challenged Diddy to something called Who Really Runs the City. I'm running the New York Marathon, and if I beat his time, he had to donate huge amounts of money to my foundation.
What was his time?
His time was 4 hours.
I was going to say 4 minutes is a really fast time for you to beat
for a marathon. That's it's incredible.
So I'm literally training my ass off trying to beat his time.
All right, Sal's better than we are. He's surfing with the stars tomorrow. He's running the New York City Marathon, and he's just got back from Fiji with Kelly Slater. That's the life that Sal Masekela is leading. All right, you've depressed us all, Sal, but it's always great to catch up with you. Everybody go out and see our man tomorrow on the beach in Malibu, and you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. All right, dude?
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for that. You guys.
Doing a radio show like usual, this time from New York City today and Monday, also streaming on the World Wide Web. We're on the internets today, you guys.
Hmm.
And yesterday, thousands of people dialed in to watch us.
That's
thousands of people to watch people talk.
That's a bad choice.
It's not a good choice.
It was shocking to me.
I mean, we appreciate it. We're humbled by it, but I wouldn't choose it.
We are going to try something new, though, coming up in about 10 minutes or so, which is we are going to be playing video back the same time we're playing the audio on the radio. So you can listen to us talk about it the same time you're actually watching what it is we're seeing. I don't know if it's going to work or not. It sounds like a nightmare waiting to happen, but it's the cut that we're going to do for you next.
I'm saying that the CW will probably pick it up as a pilot and green light it.
It is perhaps better than many of the choices that they've made. All right, Ralph is here Friday morning. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, good news for Ellen DeGeneres that she's got another job over there on American Idol because looks like she's going to have to use that extra money to pay off a lawsuit. She has been sued by a group, well, pretty much every recording company in the industry.
For what?
Suing her.
Wow.
Well, you know, on her daytime talk show, when she comes out, she does that goofy little dance segment. Yeah. Well, she hasn't paid for the rights for any of that music that she's played.
But all the talk shows use songs that we know, music stuff that we know.
But maybe they pay for it.
Maybe they pay for it. But the Ellen Show and Warner's, who was the producer of that show, did not get any clearance for record companies are saying are over 1,000 songs they use without permission.
That's wow. like a network error.
Know about that.
So she's being sued by Arista, Atlantic, Capitol, Motown, Rhino, Sire Records, Sony Music, UMG, Virgin Records. Apparently they all got together and slapped one big lawsuit on Ellen and her producers.
Wow.
So, why do they hate dance?
It'd be a lot. When it's all said and done. A remake is in the works of one of the classic westerns of all time. True Grit was a movie that made John Wayne an Oscar winner for the first time in 1969. It's the story of a 14-year-old girl who tags along with an aging U.S. Marshal in trying to track down the man who killed her father. And apparently it looks like Jeff Bridges is going
Marshall movie.
And I love Jeff Bridges, so I think they should remake every movie and have Jeff Bridges star in it. That's what I'm thinking.
But they're doing it as a musical this time, right?
No, sir.
Because that'd be cool.
No, it wouldn't.
That would be cool.
That'd be way bad. Let's talk about Penelope Cruz. She keeps denying that she's pregnant. If she isn't, she's got a tumor that someone should take a look at.
Uh-oh.
They got photos of her this week on the baby bump on the streets of L.A. They've had photos of her, and so it's time for her to come clean because she's obviously got something growing inside of her. If she's not pregnant, she's got an alien that's going to burst out of her chest.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Floor.
And she's got a steady long-term beau, right? She's not just torn around.
Isn't she dating
Javier Bardem?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Does anyone use the word beau?
Bean?
Anymore?
Just the Bice family. And Tyra Banks apparently is threatening us once again. She says she's going to get into the movies. She wants to be a movie star now.
Please, leave us alone.
She says that she is in her spare time and wants to make the leap from her daytime talk show into the world of mainstream motion pictures.
Hasn't she done enough damage?
I would think so. Speaking of movies, Sandra Bullock has said she's promising her female fan base that she will keep the chick flick alive.
But a good chick flick or just the chick flick?
Just the chick flick.
She says that she loves romantic comedies and thinks there aren't enough in local theaters and will never, ever stop making them. Okay, but you don't have to have two come out in the same week, do you? She had Proposal and then All About Steve pretty much back-to-back in the course of 2 months.
They're keeping them alive, and then there's beating us over the head with them.
Yes, absolutely.
Two different things.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Brian DePalma, movie director. You ever see The Untouchables with Kevin Costner and Sean Connery?
Yes, of course.
Yes, I remember very little, but yes.
69 years old today. Gilligan. Virginia is 48. Moby turns 44 years old today. Harry Connick Jr. is 42. John Buckland, guitarist for Coldplay, is 32. And Ludacris, our buddy who was just on the show talking about Gamer the other day, he is 32 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Congratulations. Now this radio station is the greatest radio station ever in the history of broadcasting.
Wait,
now that
on.
I purchased it, hold and on. It is now K-Trump.
Donald Trump, first of
K
all.
K-Trump.
First of all, what have you... What the hell are you,
K-T-R-M-P.
What the hell are you doing here? You can't have that many letters. You can't have that many letters.
K-T-R-P.
What the hell are you doing here, and why were we not allowed to talk for the last
first
20 minutes?
First of all,
why are you playing all these
songs? This is my city.
It's your city.
My city. I was listening to you guys. I heard you had some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So I came over and I bought the radio station.
In the time that we just played two songs?
Well, I just sold it just now.
What?
I bought it again.
Okay.
That's how quickly I move.
Why are you buying and selling the radio station? It doesn't make any sense.
Because I like to lick Oreos.
Okay, what's going on with you and the Manning brothers in the Oreo commercials that are on TV?
I lick Oreos.
And then put them back in the bag
for somebody
else? I'm the
greatest Oreo licker in the history of licking Oreos.
Is that code?
Just ask Ivana.
That's what I was afraid of.
Oh, wait a minute, which one's my daughter? Is that Ivana?
I think Ivana's... Is that the daughter? That's the ex-wife, I think, is Ivana.
I asked Melania.
But yes,
that's the wife. That's the wife, yeah. So you're licking Oreos and you're buying and selling radio stations like a mofo. That's your life today.
That's my life every day.
I see.
Well, it's nice of you to hear that we were having trouble and to buy the station and fix it that quickly. I mean, we only had to play two songs to stall.
You're fired.
What?
I bought the station and you're fired.
It's not as nice, but okay.
All right, you're hired again.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Oh, I just sold the station.
Adam Carolla.
I just bought it again.
Is here because it's Friday. He'll be back.
I'm renting it out.
As long as we're able to stay on the air live from New York City.
Oh, it's broke.
We'll return with the Haysman right after this.
I'm bankrupt.
On the Kevin and Bean Show. This is Friday morning. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from New York City. Don't forget our Breakfast with Muse is going to be Monday on this same show, but still plenty of reasons to stick around for today, including Ralph's got the movie beat. Also, Andrew Siciliano will be here from the DirecTV Red Zone. You know, there's some talk that the Steelers may continue their undefeated season next week. So, I mean, it's crazy how far into it they've gone so far.
Yeah, last night during the game they said, oh, there's no score yet in 2009.
I hate God. That. Anyway, I'll have a preview for us of the first weekend of the NFL season coming up later on this morning. Right now, though, ladies and gentlemen, how about Adam Carolla?
Get it on. Woo. No choice but to get
Adam?
It on.
What's going on?
Well, I'm somber. You know, it's 9/11. I woke up this morning and I was thinking about all the good folks we lost. What was it, 8 years ago now?
I guess it is already.
It was, yeah. 2001, yeah.
And then, you know, whenever that happens, you always think about what they've missed. Like, you know, it's like, oh, it's so tragic because they're not going to be able to see their kids graduate from high school or get married. You know, all the vacations, the good times, the family times, a boring Steeler game last night, all the things they've missed. But I start thinking about it, and it's a tragedy, and it's hard to put a good spin on it. But there are certain things they missed they should be happy they missed. I made a quick list here.
Okay, this is looking on the bright side.
This is looking on the bright side. This is, look, I'm not saying you should be glad you're not here anymore, but you did miss a couple of these things that we all have to live with every day. And I don't say I want to die, but I'd like to kill myself and just come back when these people are gone.
Okay.
How about John and Kate plus 8?
Yeah.
They missed that entire tragedy.
True.
That's right.
You're right.
Slightly bigger than their own tragedy. How about reggaeton music? Bunch of retarded scientists went to the lab and said, we have to make something more annoying than ranchero music to drive the white man insane. How about reggaeton? They missed reggaeton. It didn't exist. How about this? 117 horrible Kate Hudson movies made in the last 8 years.
That's true.
And they didn't have to see any of them. That's a good point.
Well, hold on. Some of them did go to hell.
So they might have seen the Kate Hudson movies. Okay.
I think it's like, you know what, it's like sort of the airplanes, you know what I mean, where they put them on there. I think, yeah. I'm not sure how hell works. I just know a few bad apples had to go out of the 4,000 people, and those people may have been forced to watch Fool's Gold.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
And reggaeton, by the way.
And reggaeton. Can you imagine, wouldn't that be hell? Reggaeton just blaring in the surround sound system and you're watching Kate Hudson movies. They missed the Don't Tase Me Bro guy.
Oh, but that was the best.
I know, but it's but after the 33,000th time we heard him yell Don't Tase Me Bro.
Yeah.
Sean Kingston's Beautiful Girls, I missed that horrible song.
Didn't have to endure that, right?
How about Heidi Klum talking?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because she was, all you guys saw her do was roll around on the beach in a bathing suit and look hot. Now
that's
she's all
true.
Pregnant and talking about mom and can't understand a goddamn word she says and she's annoying and then she gets an Emmy for it. You guys miss Heidi Klum talking.
Those people, when they died, God rest their soul, Heidi Klum was still a perfect woman.
That's right. Count your blessings is what I'm saying.
Same with Tyra, by the way, while we're at
this. Tyra and Heidi. All they were was busty supermodels who liked to party on the beach.
Yeah, you're right.
Never opened their mouth except for to put a pina colada down it.
And what about Spencer and Heidi? They were not anything either.
The point is, Jesus. I'm just saying, it's a tragedy, but there are certain good sides to every tragedy. How about Harrison Ford getting an earring? You didn't have to endure that old man trying to young it up with his waif girlfriend. Hey, I'm 63. I think I should grab a hoop. Come on. You didn't have to see that.
That's true.
Indiana Jones, the man was an icon. You didn't have to see him with that stupid earring.
Or that movie.
I got to give Adam all the credit in the world. As a guy who became famous for what can't Adam complain about, he's managed to go the other way, show his range today by taking one of the worst tragedies in American history and showing us that there is, in fact, some sunlight still coming through.
That's true.
Last but not least, Jeremy Piven's hairline making a comeback. Because if you saw Judgment Night, it just went straight across from ear to ear, and it's been slowly moving down 3/4 of an inch. Eventually, it's going down to his balls.
He's going to be Teen Wolf.
Piven's hair just going right down. It's going to connect with his sack. So I'm saying a tragedy, no doubt, but you did miss a few things that we all have to be annoyed with every day.
That is excellent. That is true.
That's a good way to look at it. Adam Carolla is here. It is Friday. This Week in Rage is next on the Kevin and Bean Show. The Ataris on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. I hope you heard our Jay-Z interview earlier today. It was fantastic.
He really opened up, didn't he?
It's 7:40 now.
Yeah, Jay-Z promised to email us nude photos of Beyonce later. I don't know if he's going to come through on that promise, but we did get him to commit to that in the interview earlier this morning in the Kevin and Bean Show.
That guy's got it going on, don't you think?
It does seem like the type of thing he wouldn't offer to do for a couple of Yahoo DJs, but we appreciate it, man. All right, it's Friday morning. Ralph's got the movie beat coming up next hour. How I Survived Harlem Yesterday coming up just after the top of the hour. We've got video as well as audio. Right now, Adam Carolla is in our studio as he is each Friday. AdamCarolla.com is the site. He's got some of the best goddamn podcasts in the land. You can find them all there on iTunes as well. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage. Well, number three, The View wins an Emmy. They won Daytime Emmy for Best Hosting. I couldn't stop vomiting. Have you guys ever seen The View?
Yes.
I know you just make fun of it, but have you ever sat down and watched them do Hot Topics?
None of us really watch it except for Bean.
It is a horrific show. They are horrible. Whoopi Goldberg is like on a methadone drip, but Barbara Walters seems like when an old person escapes Shady Acres and doesn't know where they are and tries to take a bus to nowhere. Sherry Shepherd is just one huge black boob. That's all I see. It's just a huge boobie. So she gets a pass, even though she can't string together a sentence. And then there's Hasselbeck, and then there's that hack, Joy Behar. I mean, they are horrible. Look, I'm no fan of Ellen, but at least Ellen is talented. At least Ellen is good. Ellen must be beside herself.
I guess what happened is Ellen had won 4 years in a row or something in that category, and then the View chicks were up for it. None of them even bothered going to the ceremony because they didn't think they were going to win, and then, of course, they won. So at least we were spared an acceptance speech by one of those shrews.
Ellen must be beating the crap out of Portia de Rossi with, like, a dildo right now, right? I mean, she just must be taking it out on Portia, right? She has to, or she's going to kill herself by just sharpening her vibrator and falling on it. The dignified way to go. Oh, that's how lesbians go. Did you
all
know that?
Well,
the ones who don't die of natural causes, or die in the forest or turns over. No, when they kill themselves, that's the way they kill themselves. They do what they do. Natural causes, roll their Forester, or they fall on their vibrator. That's
no idea.
Come on. Read a book, man.
I'm just saying.
Read a book, man. read a book.
Right, I know, but
read
I don't think
book. It's in what's, the book, man.
What's the name of that book?
Okay. Just read a book, dude. All right, number two, if I may.
Sure.
Of course.
Nuance. It's gone. It's gone from our society. Used to be a little subtle nuances in life. Like, I was just skipping through the pay-per-view channels, and I was looking at some of the porn titles, and they had, like, MILFs who crave black cranks. I was like, wonder what that's about. That sounds, I'm intrigued. And then there's like 18-year-old Asians who used the back door. And I thought, what happened to the porn titles where you'd have to use your imagination just a little bit. Like, there's, like, Emmanuel or Taboo or Behind the Green Door. Like, you knew it was porn. You just weren't sure what kind of porn, and you and your penis were going to find out. And then I thought to myself, it's not just porn titles. It's everything. Like, we used to have sandwiches called the Monte Cristo and the Reuben and the Club Sandwich. And now the ham, now the burgers and sandwiches are like, what kind of burger is that? That's the double Angus bacon cheddar barbecue thing between the buns you put in your mouth sandwich.
There's no mystery anymore.
Yeah, they
saying.
Used to just name sandwiches after celebrities. Like, everything is just, I think every porn is just going to end that you masturbate to. I think that in the future we can all just see MILFs who crave the black guys and then you masturbate. It will say parentheses underneath it. Because we're just not getting enough instruction. And last but not least, number one on This Week in Rage, Tyler Perry's got another movie.
Oh, here we go again.
He must gang tape these things, right? Like, he must never get out of that goddamn Madea outfit. He must just tape three or four in a row. But they're never up, you know, he doesn't release them, so they can't be reviewed because it would get, they're horrible movies. And this one's called I Can Do Bad All By Myself. Yeah, no S! I've been watching you do bad all by yourself, Tyler, for the last 5 years. And it's such a... okay, let me just... Blacks, listen to me. Stop supporting this guy. Okay. He goes on Oprah, and Oprah's like, oh, it's such a positive message to the black community. What? A 9-foot grandma with a triple D bosom waving around a 44 and yelling, I'm going to put a cap in your ass? That's a great role model for the black community? And listen, black community, we have white guys. We don't watch their movies just because they're white. You don't see us running out to see Dane Cook movies, do you? No! He's a white guy, makes crappy movies. We know it. We don't support him. Hey, Bean, guess what? Dane Cook's white. We should go out and support him. No, he makes crappy movies, and we base it on that. Stop supporting this goddamn Tyler Perry. He's laughing all the way to his bank, and he's taking all your FUBU bucks. Knock it off. Stop it.
Amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen.
Horrible.
AdamCarolla.com. Check out the podcast every Friday. It's The Week in Rage here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks, Ace Man.
Thanks, guys.
Kevin, K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show from New York City. And by the way, if you like that song, Use Somebody, there is a cover of that done by Paramore that's up on the front page of K-Rock.com. They recorded it for the BBC, so if you would like to listen to that, you can go to the world famous K-Rock.
Yes!
at 7:55.
And now, a moment with Bean. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the first time on The Kevin and Bean Show, and I hope there will be many other appearances, Miyuku Hatayama. Nice. Yama. There's no way I said that right. Hello, how are you?
Wait, who was that?
That was worst intro ever.
It was terrible.
That was a moment with Bean.
You're like Han Solo. Fine here. How are you? Hello.
I am not good in any city. It doesn't matter where we're broadcasting from. I continue to bring the suckage. All right. Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Movie Beat next hour. Ralph is doing triple duty today because he's here right now with the Showbiz Beat.
Yes. Let's talk about Showbiz, shall we?
Okay.
You know what I should do? I should give away those tickets I've got for the Jennifer's body screen.
Ooh. Ralph's calling them variable.
I am. So, everyone, go long. Scrambled eggs. Get into the end zone.
No idea what you're talking about.
I've got tickets to give away to the very special red carpet world premiere of Jennifer's Body starring Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
And if you'd like to go...
Can I suggest that that is the only thing about Megan Fox that's not hot? Is that little jingle.
Is that song? Yeah. Even putting her name in that jingle can't save it.
Doesn't help.
It's going to be the red carpet world premiere plus a Q&A event after the fact, where you get to talk to the cast and crew of the movie, about the movie, including Ms. Megan Fox herself. And Panic at the Disco will be playing at this event. So if you'd like to attend the very special red carpet world premiere, you can call 1-800-520-1067.
Yes.
That's right. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First five people who get through get a pair of passes for this very special event.
Will the King be there for a rematch, by the way?
Another interview with her?
I mean, I don't know that there's much left that the two of them can discuss. But
he will be there.
He is planning on being there for a follow-up interview?
Yes. Okay. Great.
Because you remember last time he was there.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
I mean, what's left? But I guess he's got some time to prepare.
Kevin? You want to come back? We're doing a show, man.
Where's the monkey go? We lost him.
Come on,
him.
Buddy. Come on. Stick around.
Now. Why don't you be a professional and just like act like everything's normal?
Speaking of professional, why did you walk away from the microphone while I was doing the showbiz bit?
I'm spending my computer cord. Sorry.
Movie sequels in the news. Cars. Remember that animated show from Pixar?
That was a good one.
Owen Wilson starred as Lightning McQueen, race car.
Lead car driver, Lightning. Or car, I mean, yeah. Lead car.
Right. It's going to be a sequel. The plot, apparently, will be Lightning, played by Owen Wilson once again, and his pit team and his new pit boss, Mater, which is the pickup truck, played by Larry the Cable Guy. Glad he's got another job.
Yeah.
Entering the Race of Champions, which takes place in 5 different countries and involves the champions of different kinds of racing, like Formula One racing they have this time and rally driving. Oh, cool. So they have a bunch of different cars and different voices from all over the world.
Will Paul Newman be reprising his popular role in that movie? Or?
I believe he is still dead at this point.
I see.
Yes. Another sequel, Toy Story 3, apparently in the works. In this film, Andy, who of course you know is the owner of Buzz Lightyear and Woody the cowboy, is going to college. So he packs up his toys and gives...
gets the hell beaten out of him?
No.
Because he's in college?
He gives them to a daycare center.
Oh.
Where they are horribly abused by the little children.
Oh, nice.
And so the toys have to make a break for it.
To try to get away and go back to college?
Yes.
Where there's topless chicks?
Apparently a new character will be added to the movie. I'm not kidding. Mr. Prickle Pants is his name.
Wow.
And he will be voiced by Timothy Dalton.
Wow.
Timothy Dalton will play Mr. Prickle Pants.
It's good. They need that.
I was calling myself Mr. Prickle Pants last night at the House of Brews, one of the bars I was at.
Ralph was singing karaoke till all hours of the morning.
I went to 6 different bars last night.
Oh, wow. My God.
Nice.
Started off at Connolly's Irish Pub, then ended up at the House of Brews, then a place called Bourbon Street, then a Japanese karaoke tapas bar called Japas, and there was another couple in between, too.
But, now, because I'm not the I'm not the man that you are, what makes you leave a bar in search of another bar?
Hey, there's a great bar over here. Let's try that out.
What aren't you getting at bar 4 that you hope to find at bar 5?
Just new things.
Okay.
There's no answer to that. You just go.
You just go.
You go because you can.
When everyone's done their drinks, you say, oh, you know what? You know, you're in a town. I mean, I don't get to New York that often.
Right.
And I was with a guy who lives here, and he said, oh, you know, there's a great new bar over here. We should go check that out. So you just visit. Get out of my shot.
This webcam could be the death of the Kevin and Bean show. It's screwing everything up.
I wonder if I look as bad as I feel.
I think you're pulling it off.
Oh, is his hat on the webcam a violation of the bet?
Ooh.
No, I think he's allowed to wear the team's name. He just can't talk about the team.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
They can see it.
Yeah.
Just put some tape on it.
Have to go to the judge and get a ruling.
Like one of those reality shows where they take the logo out with a piece of gaffer tape.
Right. Hey, Lightning, we'd like you to start pixelating Ralph's cap, please.
And my nipples. Today's celebrity birthdays. Brian De Palma is 69 years old today. Virginia Madsen, star of Sideways and other feature films, turns 48. Moby is 44 years old. Harry Connick Jr. celebrates his 42nd birthday. Coldplay, guitarist.
There we go.
Put masking tape on the logo.
John Buckland is 32 years old. And Ludacris celebrates his 32nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin and Bean Show now live in New York City for today and again on Monday. By the way, our Breakfast with Muse is going to be Monday. About this time, you're definitely not going to want to be missing that. A lot of people watching, Kevin, around the world on the webcam. You can go to kevinandbean.com and actually watch the show, including the video that we're about to play. And I can't win with people who are now writing in saying you need to grow your hair back out because you need all the help you can get. What's with you people? It's long, you hate it. It's short, you hate it.
But there's a difference.
Well, they hate you.
Yeah, it's not the hair, it's the head.
I see. It's the body that the hair is attached to.
Don't go to such extremes.
Here's the thing. You grew your hair long, and it just was going every which direction, and we were like, what's the plan? And you said, this is it. This is the plan.
Yeah.
It's not a plan. It was just long.
It was just homeless guy.
So then we said, why don't you at least do a mullet to be funny? You had perfect hair for mullet.
Right.
You wouldn't do that because that would look bad. So then you went, where did you go yesterday? You went to Harlem?
Yes, we went to Harlem, and again, log on to kevinandbean.com. You can actually watch it along with listening to it. I decided, as you'll hear on the tape, I decided that my next haircut had to be in the state of New York because that is still on my list to be checked off in my quest for all 50. And I believe we have a tape that we can roll so you can all enjoy along with us.
What, are we on your property right now? Where's the line? Show us the line. Right here? Okay. Hey, thank you, sir.
I hadn't said one word, and they asked us to leave. Why do you get snow love down here? Have you noticed that? Okay, here's the deal. Don't let me step over the line and land up on the Apollo property, because I don't want to get shot or kidnapped or anything. All right. Hey, it's Kevin and Bean TV. We're here in New York City, of course, broadcasting live for several days. We're in Harlem right now, as you can tell by the historic Apollo Theater behind us. That's the place where everybody from James Brown to Aretha Franklin to you name it, the hip-hop and the R&B stars of all time, have played on the legendary stage of the Apollo. We're not here for anything to do with that. In fact, we're going to move on right along right now from that, because I need to get me a haircut. New York will be my fifth state in a row to get a haircut in. I'm going for all 50 states, 50 haircuts. This is state number 5. Let's see if we can find a place to get the job done. All right, I think we found the place that's going to do the haircut today. It's the Gabron Unisex Shop here in Harlem, and I'm standing here with a native, with a local, with a man who's in the neighborhood. What's going on, dude? What's your name?
Robert Elgin Collington.
Robin, I saw you walking in here making eyes with the eyelash lady over here. She's pretty sweet. You guys got something going on?
Well, I know her husband and whatnot, but I love beautiful black women, and she's a beautiful black woman.
There's nothing in the world better than beautiful black women, am I right?
No, that, plus she has to be intelligent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess.
And she's intelligent.
All right. So have you heard my plan? Did you hear that I'm getting my hair cut in all 50 states and that this is state number 5?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. No.
I got my hair cut last Labor Day in Detroit, Michigan, and then a couple months later I was in Hawaii. I got my hair cut there.
Bad Detroit.
Say that again?
Yeah, they're doing bad in Detroit.
Yeah, well, I gave them my $850, so they were happy there for a minute.
They need it. They need every dime.
Then I went to Hawaii. Then I got my hair cut in Idaho. Then I went to Idaho.
Boise?
Just outside. And then I went to Ohio. So this is state number 5. So what do you think of my plan, though, of getting my hair cut in all 50 states? Is it cool, or is it the stupidest thing you ever heard?
It's cool. It's cool.
Really?
You get to know everybody.
That's what I thought.
And whatnot, like, and it's fun to get to know other people and whatnot, because it's sad when people don't know other people because you're scared of them.
Yeah, see the world, right?
But once you get to know people, you say, damn, they're not that bad.
What do you think about that guy that killed Michael Jackson?
Well, we don't know for sure, and you got to go with the evidence.
What do you know about this guy who's about to cut my hair, the Gabron Unisex Salon? Are they any good?
He's my haircut. He's my my barber also. He's quite good. But I trust him because I love his wife. Yeah. And his wife is a good person.
Would you mind if I could you take the hat off just so we can see what kind of haircut you got? That looks pretty good.
It's all right, but I'm due for another one. And he's been waiting for me for the last week or two. So I'll probably see him this tomorrow and whatnot.
All right, if I can walk out of here looking as good as my man Robin here.
Fan, though?
I don't really care for the Yankees, no.
I shouldn't have done this interview.
Uh-oh. All right, it's time. Haircut number 5. Let's meet the man who's going to be doing the work here today. What's your name, sir?
Michael.
Michael, how long have you been cutting hair here in Harlem?
I've been cutting here right here for 3 months now.
3 months? Hello, help! Help! Are you any good?
Well, you'll see.
Do you cut? How can I say this delicately? Do you cut a lot of the white man's hair?
Yeah, I cut a lot of tourists. You know, people from Germany, Czechoslovakia, people from Australia, all over the world. So I'll do a good job for you, man.
Okay. Well, I think we're just looking to, you know, trim it up pretty much. I'm kind of trying to grow it out a little bit. So really, just kind of thin it out, trip it up, give it some shape. You can make that look good.
Definitely.
All right, Michael, let's give it a try. Here we go.
All right, here's Michael cutting my hair. You can see this.
Oh, it feels good, Michael. I like it. Feels better already. Oh, yeah, this is going to look this is going to look good. Be nice to get just a little bit of it, just to trim a little bit of this weight off. Here we go.
He was a little bit of a perfectionist, this guy who's cutting my hair. So he would cut, and then I'd go, seriously, I think that's about enough. He'd go, oh, a little bit more. And then I'd say, seriously, I think it's fine. He's like, it's not even on this side. And he just kept cutting and cutting and cutting until I got a nub. That's all that's left. It's just nothing.
Yeah.
There was a moment that it looked pretty good there.
That moment came and went.
It passed
very quickly. Now Bean looks like a Marine. He looks like he just enrolled.
Well, he
doesn't look
sir.
Like a Marine. I'm sorry. His hair looks like a Marine cut.
I look like a Marine who would die in boot camp.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
I think you look like a chemo patient.
Well, a little bit. It's not the best look I've ever had. But if you guys had to choose, better today with virtually no hair, better yesterday with the homeless guy look. What do you guys think?
I think better today.
Really?
I think better yesterday.
Oh,
you do?
Only yesterday you would have had to transition it into a mullet, though, because you had the hair for the mullet. Right. That would have been perfect. Keep it like it was yesterday. No.
He looks like he should be on a ventilator with an IV in his arm. He looks like he just escaped from a ward.
He is. He just left chemo, and they're racing after him with a needle.
Michael the barber, at the end of the haircut, this didn't make the tape, but he said, you look so old now with your haircut. When you come in, you look like Brad Pitt. So the only thing I could say is, that's what he told me, though. But clearly he doesn't know who Brad Pitt is. Right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what's going on here.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, you got to wait for the hey to medicate.
Sorry.
You have to wait for that. All right. It's the world famous K-Rock. It is 8:23.
See, this is why we don't hang out, you guys. It's tearing the show apart. These 2 days in New York so far are ripping the fabric of this program wide open.
Here's what happened. Originally, we did the show together for many years, and then Bean decided to move away, and we said, well, let's try it. And so Bean moved away. Then we realized how much better it was to not work with him in the room.
See, it was a good move, right?
Yes. But now when he's in the room, it's seldom, it's rare, and it annoys all of us to no end.
Then why do you keep inviting me into the
room?
We want
to stab him right in the eye.
Next time one of these things comes up, you say, Bean, stay home.
I think the show is better when you're in the room. Our lives are worse, but the show is better.
Personal lives suck.
Exactly.
Andrew Siciliano talking NFL football coming up in the next hour. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from New York City. And it's time.
Wow. Sorry. Excellent. I don't know. There was a pause.
Keep going.
But then he kept going, so I stopped.
It's Friday, which means Ralph is here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Tyler Perry's back, inflicting more pain on the movie-going audience. These movies are just juggernauts. They make tons and tons and tons of money.
All of them, right?
All of
it's
Tyler
never
Perry's
been a misstep
movies.
By Tyler Perry.
Mm-mm.
The new one's called I Can Do Bad All By Myself. Once again, Tyler Perry puts on the wig and the dress and the fat suit and becomes the lovable old Madea. Oh, Madea, you are some wisecracking grandma. F you, Tyler Perry.
Also, I saw him on 60 Minutes, by the way, and he is super likable. Very good guy. Nice man.
Nice man.
Yeah. Apparently has a hard time finding the right woman to settle down with, though. Yoo-hoo! Oh, those blacks. Here is a scene from I Can Do Bad All By Myself.
Do you know these children, Hooker?
No. April. All right, that's my niece and my nephews. What did y'all do?
They broke in my house, broke my window, and broke my VCR and thing trying to steal something. And I want my money. That's why I bought it. I want my money.
These are not my kids, okay? My sister is dead. I'm telling you, I don't have $300, and these ain't my kids.
Lady, let me explain something to you. If you do not give me my money, I'm calling the popo on all three of these thugs.
You can use my phone.
Look, we had Token Blacklister and Nell on with us one time. Remember when the Tyler Perry movie opened number one? We said, what's up with these movies? And he said, it's not for you, so butt out Whitey. And right. B, it's a community thing. It's something we enjoy together that's just for us, and you don't have to understand it or like it.
And he said a lot of the characters in his films remind him of people that he knows in his own life.
Right, exactly.
So I say, get a better life then, if that's the case. If these movies remind you of your life, you need to get a better life.
You don't want someone calling the popo.
No,
that's
you don't
all
want
I
the
know.
Popo.
No.
At least Tyler Perry is a horrible actor on top of being a bad writer and director.
Good guy, though. Nice man.
Nice man. Yoo-hoo! Nine also opens this weekend. It is an animated film starring
Nine!
Elijah Wood, Jennifer Connelly, and Crispin Glover. He's crazy.
He is.
Yeah. Nine is a creature.
Nine!
Who finds himself in a post-apocalyptic world where all humans are gone. And so he and his other beings take on the machines that have pretty much exterminated most signs of life here on the planet. Elijah Wood's character Nine in this scene
Nine!
Is talking to number one. You got anything for one?
P?
Christopher Plummer plays the role. Here's a scene from Nine.
You awakened? What? You fools! I warned you.
He warned you.
Now you've put us all in unimaginable peril. And, may I ask, did you manage to save two? Of course not. By following this witless folly, you've endangered everything we work for.
Why was two sent out to begin with?
Yeah, I may be hungover, but I didn't get any of that.
Wow.
I think Tim Burton produced this.
Oh, well, then that's more interesting.
So if you like his stuff,
yeah,
this is along those lines.
And you mentioned this was a very popular short.
Yes, it's a very popular short film that has been turned into a feature film. You can still see the short on YouTube if you're so inclined. You can check that out. Sorority Row opens this weekend as well. A group of sorority sisters apparently accidentally kill one of their sorority sisters, and then they have to keep the secret amongst themselves. But a serial killer seems bent on eliminating anyone who participated in the girl's death.
That could happen.
I wish it would happen.
Is that the one that was rated R for partying?
Rated R for extreme partying.
Rumor Willis stars. Carrie Fisher's also in this movie. She used to be Princess Leia. Now she's Princess Vega. My bad. Yeah, I'm forcing the sliders down her throat.
Ralph's force feeding her.
Audrina Patridge also stars in the film. Here's a scene where the girls play a prank on a dude that they find out is cheating.
What did you do?
I didn't do it. I slipped her the pills you gave me.
I said give her one.
Idiot. I didn't know.
Guys, she's not breathing.
We have to clear her airway.
We need to call an ambulance.
There's no time here. Give me the keys. You're here. Get to the Escalade now.
Go on.
Claire.
Hey.
Yep. I'm on it.
What? No tongue?
Easy there, Leslie Lohan. This is make-believe, remember?
What is going on?
Garrett cheated on me.
You cheat on one Theta. You cheat on every Theta.
That boy needs to be taught a lesson.
So she fakes her death to teach him a lesson.
I see.
Fakes an overdose.
Okay.
There's a lot of
partying?
Girls in underwear?
Yeah, I hope.
All right.
Otherwise, why would you go see this?
Yeah.
And Whiteout also opens this weekend. It is Kate Beckinsale.
She makes a lot of mistakes, and then she has to correct them.
Yeah, a lot of correction
fluid. Just all day?
No, Whiteout is the condition in a snowstorm where you can't see anything in front of you because the snow is so dense. The snowfall is so dense that you cannot see. It is a whiteout.
It's dumb snow?
Yeah. So they got Kate Beckinsale, and they've got her in a parka.
Yeah,
What are you casting Kate Beckinsale in a role where she has to dress up to her eyeballs?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Worst idea since Jessica Alba as the Invisible Girl.
Exactly. Here's a scene where Kate Beckinsale and Gabriel Macht battle the bad guys in whiteout conditions in the Arctic. Here's why. Pull Omar into the studio.
No, I'm sorry.
Pull Omar into the studio. Have Omar come into the studio.
I might be a window licker, but that cracks me up every time.
Get Omar in the studio.
I alerted him. He's on his way in.
I'm standing talk to by him. My man Omar.
I want to talk to him about the clip he sent me for Whiteout.
Too much character development? Is that the problem with
I'm
it?
Saying he it's went comedy. Out and got that. That was his choice.
Right.
Omar? Yeah,
you don't like that clip?
That was a great clip, Omar. Nice
hell
work,
are you
right?
sending me?
Come on.
Nicely.
That tells you what the whole movie's about.
Nicely done.
People grunting.
But we don't know who those people are, which actors are on the screen, where we are in the story, what
really?
They're facing. We don't know any of
do
that,
you
Omar.
Really care?
That matters.
The movie's Whiteout, dude.
I'm with
what
Omar.
What do you want from me?
I want you to not send me anything,
nope.
If that's the case.
That's the best clip I've ever heard, Omar.
Thanks, Kevin.
Get a little something extra in your paycheck this week.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
I'll let you know. Is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's. Ralph Garman's. Movie Beat.
Oh, 106.7 K-Rock. K-R-O-Q. It's 8:38.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It does sound kind of mellow today, doesn't it? Tickling of a little piano there from Linkin Park. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We're live from New York Monday, right here on this show. It's Breakfast with Muse. You definitely do not want to miss that. We'll be talking all about their new record that comes out the next day. They will be performing live. We have a bunch of Kevin and Bean listeners who are with us here in New York City that will be helping us ask the band questions.
Very excited. Looking forward to that on Monday. And, of course, Monday we'll have a complete recap of the MTV Video Music Awards over the weekend, too. Right now, though, time for the Kevin and Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. That's our number, 24 hours a day. You call us, we put you on the air.
Listen, we love Psycho Mike. He's one of our favorite people. And but he won't stop talking.
Oh,
and
that's for sure.
Once he starts a conversation, it is a half an hour. It doesn't matter if it's a 30-second conversation or should be an hour. It just goes on and on and on. And apparently he's been filling in for Loveline.
Why the hell is Psycho Mike on Loveline? I thought Adam Carolla talked a lot. Oh, my God. Shut up, Psycho Mike. Shut up. Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. No one wants to hear you talk. Shut up.
See, Mike on Loveline doesn't have us to rein him in, to stop him. So he just is unfettered. He just goes as long as he wants, and screw the people on hold who want to ask medical questions for the good Dr. Drew. Mike looks at it as an opportunity to say, hey, look at me.
And let's talk about Slayer. Who's with me? We also have certain people that don't have any taste. We have taste, but some of our listeners don't have any taste.
Oh, I see.
Perhaps they'll make a joke a little before it should be made.
Hey, so since DJ AM is now known as the late DJ AM, does that mean I could start to call him DJ PM? Get it? DJ AM is dead. Too soon? Get it? AM, too soon.
Too soon?
Perhaps a little, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. This listener is convinced that there is something wrong with the cosmos.
Okay, I think there's something wrong with my radio, or maybe it's my hearing. Did I just hear Kevin say, I'm reading a book? Could that be right? I can't be right. Is that right?
When I say reading...
You meant audiobook on your iPod, right?
I don't mean it like you guys mean, like read every word. I read the back cover... Mm-hmm. And like a paragraph or two from a couple of chapters.
He skims.
When Kevin says reading, what he means is coloring. Coloring book.
We are going to have, we're in New York City, as Bean mentioned, and we're going to have our breakfast with Muse on Monday morning. And we are flying listeners here to New York so that they can join us. And this poor sucker didn't exactly get on the trip.
I tried all week to get Muse tickets. I would kick 15 babies straight in the face if I could go see Muse. Mm-hmm. I don't know, 16 might be too much.
15, no, he's cool with.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a lot of talk when Obama got into office about the first black president?
Sure.
According to this listener, that's nothing.
Obama. Whatever. Black guy is president. Whatever. Like, that's even impressive anymore. France has a midget for a president. Come on. I wish I was French.
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Sarkozy?
Sarkozy's a midget?
He's not a midget, is he?
He's not.
I don't
know.
No,
he's not.
Let's call
he
him.
He might not
out.
Be tall.
Let's try to
but...
get the president of France on the phone. What do you say?
What can go wrong
Let's
there?
Give him a call.
I do know he has the hottest first lady any country's ever had.
Yes.
I do
yes.
know that.
Yeah. Like a supermodel.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the Firefly song. Everyone.
That is one thing our true. Listeners can agree on.
But if you're looking for a way to make it a little bit even more enjoyable, here's an idea.
Fireflies, when I'm high, makes me giggle.
Yeah, that may be the solution the next time the Owl City song comes on.
Get high.
Is just burn one. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we say some things that rub people the wrong way, and they want to take it out on us.
I can't believe you, Kevin and Bean. I'm going to listen to somebody else. I can't do it anymore. I'll listen to Adam Kerr. Oh, no, he's not on anymore. Oh, so Motley. Oh, not anymore. I'll go to India. Jessica. Oh, wait. Well played, Kevin and Bean.
It is true that the only competition left, you know, is Ryan Seacrest, and he sucks. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it sucks. He kicks our ass.
He does.
Yeah, that is that.
His ratings are like three times ours. So, yeah. What are you going to do?
We got to stop trying to be good. That's for sure.
We can't really compete against that. This guy might not understand the exact verbiage of the menu at Carl's Jr.
Hey, Kevin and Dean, I just walked into Carl's Jr. and ordered a hot Carl. It was delicious.
Yeah. You're not supposed to eat those, by the way.
I think you are. UrbanDictionary.com.
I got bad news for you.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's even worse.
I think so. Yeah. I wish I had
Come
not
on.
Asked for clarification.
I'm hungover. I can't talk about this right now. I'm going to throw up again.
We were talking about what makes a guy a douchebag, because none of us are experts on that, because we're all lame the way we dress and everything else. We had girls call in and tell us what makes a person a douchebag, and this guy has another suggestion.
You know you're a douchebag. You wear fingerless gloves, have a rat tail, and have a ridiculously hot double D on your side.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, why do you say that? I'm rad.
I don't know how Dave does it, but
that
you know,
makes me rad.
The no game game clearly works.
How would producer Dave answer that?
Oh, that's because I'm rad. Hold on. We have a guest on the phone.
Hello, this is Dave Sanchez. We're going to talk to you on the Kevin and Bean Show in just a moment.
I don't know why you
fire.
He's got his business voice.
His grown-up voice is Captain Sulu from Star Trek. I don't know why either.
And this dude might be a little high, maybe.
I just love hot Cheetos. They make me crazy. I just love them. I want some hot Cheetos. They make me go crazy. Hey, you want some hot Cheetos? I just love hot Cheetos. They make me crazy. I'm so excited.
He is super high, but the Hot Cheetos kids do make everything better.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Friday morning, live from New York. What time Ray's Pizza's open right now? We can go right after the show again today, right?
Don't start now. We're an hour out.
I know, but I'm
don't
really hungry.
Don't start again.
This morning either?
I ate this morning, but I'm super
shut
hungry.
Shut up!
But I just love Ray's Pizza so much, and we get so few days in the year where we can
okay.
have it.
None of us in this room care. I can guarantee you nobody listening cares.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
We're in New York. We can actually have Ray's Pizza, and we don't care.
I'm just saying.
Everyone else who's listening to us who can't get it.
We're just saying, don't just say.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Near I was last night for the first time since they've done it over is that Times Square area where they've got the promenade now.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, where they closed the
they've
street
taken
off?
Taken part of 7th Avenue. And shut it off to traffic
right.
for the cars. And they've got pylons up and everything. And it's just a big walk area now where tourists and pedestrians can just amble up and down by Broadway there. It's very cool.
I love that.
I went to go see. I wanted to watch the kickoff special last night, the NFL kickoff special. And I figured I'll go to the ESPN zone right there in
right.
Times Square because that's a good place to watch it. Could not get in the door.
It was packed.
Like six deep at the bar, people wow. waiting in line just to get into the place.
Wow.
So, you weren't the only person who had that idea that would be a good place to watch
it? It's massive. They got four levels.
Yeah.
I said the bars will probably be crowded because most people want to see the first game of the season. This place is probably the only place big enough to sort of accommodate. I can probably find room at the bar. Nope.
I watched it in my room nude. You could have joined me.
It's a generous offer.
Standing in line, Kevin nude. I think I would have stood.
I opened all my windows wide, too, so everyone could see.
Sadly, there's no other bars in New York, though.
It's
just
a shame.
ESPN zone. Wow. Oh, no, wait a minute. There's a bar in every 20 feet.
You went to
and I went to all of them.
All of them.
Yes.
And had a drink at all of them.
I did.
I mean, you're hurt.
Yeah. You will not have to be embalmed when you die, Ralph.
No, I will not.
That's the one good bit of news there.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Of course, everyone talking about the Beatles rock band video game.
Yeah.
But let's not forget its competitor, Guitar Hero. Mm-hmm. Guitar Hero 5, by the way, features Kurt Cobain as one of the in-game artists that you can play.
Is that right?
You can be Kurt.
Like you used to have to beat Tom Morello on a level.
Right.
You have to beat him? Okay.
Courtney Love is suing Activision over its use of her late husband's image because you can play as Kurt Cobain. You can be that character
right.
when you play. And apparently she doesn't like it that Kurt can sing along with all the songs in Guitar Hero 5, not just their Nirvana tunes.
Is that a new feature for
you
this?
You can be him on every song.
Exactly.
I see.
That can be your avatar, your character.
I got
you. Go out there, right?
How does he sing without a mouth?
This may have been pre...
I got you.
Before the buckshot facial.
All right. That makes sense.
There is a rifle in the corner, though. It's a special level. If you can find the rifle in the corner,
then you can decide what to do.
It's like an Easter egg.
God.
Apparently, Courtney's not happy that you can do that with her husband, and so she's suing because she likes to sue.
She does sue a lot.
Yeah.
The only thing more than how much she sues is how many times she gets sued.
Yeah.
She's constantly got lawsuits juggling in the air.
Although I was playing the other night, it was kind of rough to see Kurt Cobain singing the Owl City Firefly song.
Well, yeah, that
was on there?
Seemed a little weak.
Huh. Not much for his legacy.
Speaking of the Beatles, Simon Cowell, who is the producer of a talent show in England called The X Factor. He, of course, is the judge on American Idol here, but he produces shows over in the UK. He said that the Beatles, if they were to come on The X Factor today, would never make it. Would never win that competition.
Well, it's not about songwriting.
No,
and
it's not.
And isn't that their strength?
But he says even the performances. He says they weren't talented or good-looking enough.
Oh, come on. He's just saying that to get press. That's ridiculous.
Especially Ringo.
Well, yeah, Ringo was a little homely.
Oh, sure, now.
But John and Paul and George were considered just as cute as can be at the time.
John, Paul, and George said would have a pretty good chance, but the band itself would.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get past
the other three members of the Beatles were considered what?
As cute as can be at the time. There's nobody who saw them coming and went, oh, those are ugly guys, or those guys don't have personality
right,
or charisma.
As cute as they could be?
Cute as can be. They're like a little button.
No, they were
cat's pajamas.
Well, I'm just saying, Simon is full of crap. He doesn't even believe that, as he said. The Beatles were good-looking kids who had tremendous charisma and personality.
I hear they were cute as they could be.
Ringo would have ruined the band's chances,
he said. Well, again, kind of homely. I get where he's coming from there.
But. Yeah. So there. By the way, I'm not a Beatles fan, but Paul McCartney, I've seen him in show. He's perfect. Perfect pitch, perfect singing.
Oh, he's a brilliant performer.
Right on.
Yeah, he really is.
So he is great.
It's amazing. His voice hasn't lost anything in 45 years.
Not a bit. It sounds like you're listening to the record.
He sings those Beatles songs, and he still sounds exactly like he did.
He's not as cute as he could be.
Not anymore.
But he was.
No, Sharpay. He's all wrinkly, but still. And lastly, this is a great story. Misha Barton was on The View.
Yeah.
To talk about her new TV show, The Beautiful Life. And so, naturally, the broads on that show asked her about her being put in the nut hatch for 72 hours. Remember she went to the psychiatric hold at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles? She said that it was stress and some pain that caused her hospitalization. But then the girls in The View kept pressing and said, well, why did they put you in the psychiatric ward for that if it was physical pain? And she said, well, what it was her wisdom teeth hurt her.
Okay.
She had an infection, she said, and that's why she was taking painkillers.
Yeah.
And so they said, well, that still doesn't explain why you ended up in a hospital in a psychiatric hold for 72 hours.
Is that where all the good dentists are?
Apparently. So here's her explanation.
How does that work?
When they take you into the hospital for something, and it goes really wrong, and you're having a meltdown, and you say something like, I feel like I want to die, then they start injecting you with things to calm down. And I'm petrified of needles, absolutely petrified. You can't come anywhere. I had my blood drawn once for life insurance.
That was
her answer.
That was her answer.
So no one really knows what she's talking about. But
she thinks at The Blue she's a smart little girl that she can do whatever she wants. None.
So I guess she's trying to tell us that someone tried to come near her to draw some blood or had a needle, and she freaked out because they were going to inject her with a sedative or something, and they interpreted that reaction as her being a little off her nut.
Am I allowed to not buy that?
Absolutely.
I don't buy that.
If you did buy it, I wouldn't have any respect.
The whole thing started at her house,
right,
where nobody was coming at her with needles. In fact, I don't think there was anyone there but her.
Right.
Maybe she was coming at herself with needles.
I think that could
have
happened.
She may have a fear of needles, but she doesn't have a fear of tiny little spoons with white powder on the end of it. That's
allegedly.
Right. I'm saying she's probably not afraid. No, I'm safely saying she's not afraid of that.
Okay.
Sure. You could say that.
I could say that, right?
Yeah. That's a good message.
Yes, thank you very much. Today's celebrity birthdays, Brian De Palma, 69 years old today. Virginia Madsen is 48. Moby celebrates his 44th birthday. Harry Connick Jr., who sang the national anthem last night at the kickoff for the NFL season, is 42. John Buckland, guitarist for Coldplay, is 32 years old today, as is Ludacris, who's in Gamer. Currently in theaters. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
I think Mr. Siciliano's going to hang up if he hears that that's the song we're playing as his lead-in.
Thanks for coasting along with us.
It's world-famous K-Rock at 12 minutes after 9.
We're in New York City broadcasting live today and again on Monday. Don't forget Breakfast with Muse Monday right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The aforementioned Mr. Siciliano is on the phone with us right now. He, of course, is the Red Zone DirecTV channel guy. That's how you best know him. And he couldn't be more excited to be back in the work since football started last night. Hey, Andrew.
Guys, what was that song?
Listen, that was a song called Fireflies, and it's super gay. It's the gayest song we've ever played. And we tried to get Psycho Mike to do a parody of it, and he did. But then we were forced to send it to our lawyers.
Yeah.
And they literally laughed at us and said we can't play it. They laugh.
You guys have to send the parody songs to lawyers?
Yes. Yeah. Everything has to be approved these days. Thanks thanks a lot, Don Imus.
We're waiting for Don to step in. Yeah, that has to happen, and we're not allowed to play that one, so we're trying to craft one that the lawyers might allow.
Yeah, it's rough times in radio. You were smart to be on television, Andrew. I know you do some radio as well, but television is where it's at these days. So let's start with last night. Many people complaining it was kind of a boring game for the comeback of the NFL, but it certainly had its moments. What'd you think?
Yeah, I don't know if it was boring. It was a defensive struggle. It had a lot of mistakes. I think the Titans had 58 chances to win that game, whether it be on special teams or the two missed field goals, one blocked, one missed, or their problems returning punts. Yeah, I think what gets me, forget about the special teams, the fact that if they blitzed Ben Roethlisberger once in the final 10 minutes on those final two drives, maybe, just maybe, they'd be a winner today. You know, Jim Schwartz is their defensive coordinator, or was, for years, and he ran off. He's the new head coach of the Lions. He had a rookie D coordinator in there, and Chuck Cecil, the former safety. I wonder if it would have been different if Jim Schwartz had been calling the defense last night.
But wait a minute. Just because he's a rookie defensive coordinator doesn't mean he doesn't. I understand that you need to blitz every once in a while to put some pressure on the quarterback.
I mean, Ben had all the time in the world. You could read a Sunday paper back there. Well, he could have read Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's paper back there.
Were getting to him earlier in the game.
They were. They were blitzing. They were getting at him early in the game. He was on his butt for the entire first half.
Yeah.
Those final two drives. I mean, it's every football fan has had this moment where your favorite team, you're watching the game, and all of a sudden the fourth quarter, the defense you've seen for 3.5 quarters is now gone, and you're sitting back on your heels. And, guys, you give Ben that kind of time, you give any quarterback that kind of time, but you especially give that guy that kind of time, you're gone, you're dead.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one other thing that we were discussing earlier that was shocking to us about last night is that we never saw Roethlisberger eat one time, yet he's still able to support that weight. Like, you'd think that would require constant nourishment to stay that fat.
You ever do a Google image search? I did one last night during the game. I don't know why I had to phrase it this way, but he is Harry and the Hendersons, that thing. What is that thing? Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah. Yes, the John Lithgow movie, yeah.
Yeah. Look it up. Look it up right now. That's who he is, especially if you take the photo of Ben on the podium after the game. Hadn't shaved in maybe a day or two. The face is getting rounder and rounder. Guys, I saw him out here at the ESPYs.
Uh-huh.
He's a bigger dude than
he's a Yeti.
Been.
Maybe that's why he has to rape now. Do you ever think about that?
Oh, wow!
I'm just saying, the charges.
There are no charges. It's a civil suit. First of all.
Civil suit.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a civil suit. And if you read it, I'm not blindly – look, guys, I'm a Browns fan. I don't blindly defend Steelers, okay? But if you read the details without slandering the accuser, she's selling some crazy.
No, she's crazy. I was just making a joke there. I believe she's crazy.
But I heard he wasn't feeling well after the first half. They had to take him in the locker room and give him a pudding IV.
Just cotton candy. Andrew Siciliano is on the phone. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, NFL this weekend. Red Zone is back finally. Please clear up the confusion that has now arisen, because there is a competing Red Zone that I haven't seen but has to be bogus if it's not you and yours, right?
Well, you're far too kind, and thank you for giving me the chance to clear this up. This actually wasn't choreographed in advance. Here's what's going on here. To see the only Red Zone that you have come to know and love, and that we hopefully have fine-tuned into a well-oiled machine over now 5 years running.
Right.
You can only see it on Sunday Ticket on DirecTV on Channel 703. Period. End of discussion. Now, the good friends at NFL Network, and I mean that, because the guy doing this new show is a friend of mine from school from many years ago. All right. It is only going to be on things other than DirecTV, and it is I guess imitation is the greatest form of flattery. It's
sure.
a different version. It's not our show, and it's not the product that you've come to know and love. They're going to try to do the same things, and I'm sure they'll put on a very good show, and I really do mean that. But the show that you've always seen and you've always liked will only continue to be on DirecTV. And more importantly, you don't just get us. You get every stinking game.
Every game. Every good play of every game.
Right. But you get every full game as well with Sunday.
Yeah, when you buy the package.
Yeah.
You get the package to get us, and you get the shortcuts, meaning at 9 o'clock or midnight, you turn on, up in the 700. You can watch every game in 30 minutes or less, okay?
Yeah, that's the best,
that's
too.
Amazing.
Oh, they
that's
just
amazing.
Cut all of the fat and just give you 30 minutes, and that's the whole game.
Exactly.
It's football concentrate.
Yeah.
You get the Game Mix channel, where you get 8 games on one screen. And, guys, more importantly, as I turn into salesman here, this year you could take it with you, all right? So you could take your laptop. And let's say you can't go to the Shack to watch the Eagles,
right.
and you're going to be stuck in LAX.
Right.
You can sit down on your laptop and watch it everywhere, or on your phone,
everywhere. So
I did that. I did that on my laptop at the end of last year, but this year, laptop and cell phone.
Yep.
You could watch the red ticket, the red zone, and all the games on your cell phone.
Wow.
Exactly.
And it's $7 million per season.
You can you can go to directtv.com, by the way, or call 888-777-2454. By the way, Andrew, I follow, this is Bean speaking, I follow your tweets, and I was following the drama of you going out with the wardrobe lady this week to buy new clothes for the season. Did you find something you don't look fat in for this Sunday?
You know what? It took a while.
That must be a weird part of your job where you have to go out and buy a new wardrobe for television.
I will say this. It's not weird. It's fantastic, and I'm grateful that they allow me to go out and get some new clothes. I'm happy about it.
So Andrew puts something on, and then he walks out, and they go, nope, fat. Goes back in, puts on something else, comes out, nope, fat.
Look, the camera adds 10 pounds. It's not his fault.
That sucks.
The great Victoria Trilling, the greatest wardrobe stylist out there, I am flattered that she would go shopping with me.
All right. Let's talk about a few of the games. Brett Favre is going to beat Cleveland. All right. Dallas-Tampa Bay.
Dallas-Tampa Bay, you know, it's one of the more intriguing ones for a couple of reasons. Number one, Wade Phillips is on the hot seat. I mean, he's always on the hot seat. Skeletor is his owner.
Right.
But Raheem Morris is 32 years old. He's the youngest head coach now in the NFL. He takes over the Bucs. He has already fired his offensive coordinator before the season has even begun.
Is that a good sign?
No, usually not.
Not.
Byron Leftwich is his quarterback, which is unique. He has Cadillac Williams as his starting tailback. Guy has two blown-up knees, and he's a great story. He made his way back. And then you have the Cowboys. They didn't make the playoffs last year. They are still allegedly America's team. They're the most overhyped, underproducing bunch I've ever seen in my life.
They are.
I mean, all the hype and noise surrounding the Cowboys, guys, they're not a playoff team. And they might not be again this year in the hyper-competitive NFC.
What about San Francisco, Arizona?
San Francisco, Arizona, I actually think the Niners have a really good shot here. I love Mike Singletary. I love Mike Singletary as a head coach. I'm not convinced Sean Hill is the long-term answer, nor am I convinced the long-term answer, a quarterback, is even on that roster. But they'll run the football well with Gore if he stays healthy, with Glenn Coffey as well. And, guys, there is a natural step back for any team that loses the Super Bowl. Look at the stats. There is a natural step back, and it usually includes not making the playoffs.
Oh, that's a weird anomaly. That's a very weird anomaly, and you're right. That is supported by the facts. Here's the game I'm geeked about, partly because it's a great national rivalry, but partly because of the quarterbacks involved. Rodgers versus Cutler, Chicago and Green Bay. What do you think?
It could be the game of the night or the game of the weekend. It's the Sunday night game. It's at Lambeau. It's the greatest rivalry in sports, period. End of discussion.
Is that right?
I firmly believe it's the greatest rivalry in sports. Now, with that said, it goes through cycles. Packers can dominate. Bears can dominate. You know, back in the day with Ditka and Forrest Gregg as the head coaches, I mean, they almost came to blows. They hated each other. With Jay Cutler and the new swagger this Bears team has, with Aaron Rodgers, guys, the Packers have looked, I know it's only preseason, and sometimes you almost have to go bizarro world and throw it all out and say whatever you saw, the opposite will happen.
Right.
The Packers have looked like the best team in the NFL in the preseason.
Wow. All right, we're almost out of time, Andrew. One more question. How many games will the Raiders win this year? I know that every year we go, well, they're improved. This could be the year, but they still usually top out at around five. What do you think?
Oh, we lost him.
Oh, we lost
consecutive
him.
Consecutive years.
All we heard was consecutive years.
Say it again.
You cut out there.
Okay, they have lost at least games for six consecutive years.
I'm just going to say 15.
Now, do they have, how many points are they going to get beat by San Diego, though, which is their nemesis?
I'd say 13.
13. Okay, that sounds about right. DirectTV.com. Get all the information on the Red Zone DirectTV channel and the whole NFL package. Call 888-777-2454. Simply the best man on television and a good friend of the Kevin DeBean Show. We're always happy to talk to Andrew Siciliano. Have a great weekend, dude. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:42.
Great to hear the monkeys making music again.
You're listening to the Kevin DeBean Show. By the way, she doesn't get much credit for this, but Lisa May is unshakable when she does traffic. The stuff that Ralph and his tongue were doing to her while she was reading the last traffic report, she didn't break.
It's spooky.
It is amazing,
Dave,
the concentration.
Was working on her, too.
Yeah, he was. I grabbed the private parts to make sure I was safe.
And not all of them you didn't grab, by the way.
This was funny.
I did my best. I only have two hands.
But she wasn't the least bit rattled.
I'm going to throw off Lisa May.
Kevin and Bean, I'm going to ruin her traffic report. Fire.
Ralph put his tug in Lisa's left ear. Dave put his tug in Lisa's right ear, and they met in the middle. It was a little creepy when their tugs touched right in the middle of her head.
You know what was creepy is I reached back, and this is Dave was back there somewhere, and I don't know what hair I felt, but I felt some weird hair, and I was like, oh, no.
Ball fro. Right, so I hate to tell you where it was that you were talking.
It was pube.
All right. It is Friday, and it's time for one final look at the showbiz beat for the week fake gone.
Oh, I can smell my pillow from here. Let's talk about the fact, Kevin, would you stop
it? I'm just looking at something in the back of the studio.
Sad news. I'm trying to do some sad news here.
All right, sorry.
Maura Tierney, one of my favorite actresses. She was on News Radio. She was on ER. Apparently, she has to leave the cast of NBC's new TV series, Parenthood. They're going to have to recast that role because she won't be able to continue. She's got ongoing treatment for breast cancer, and apparently she's not doing as well as they had hoped initially. So she's going to have to bow out of that program. So it's sad news for her and for those of us who like seeing her work. And we wish her the best, of course, health-wise. More of the lineup has been announced for the MTV Video Music Awards, which, of course, are this Sunday at 9 p.m.
You have to tell us, man. We're going to be watching it on TV.
So looking forward to being
We're going to be watching it live on television right here in the city where it's all happening.
Here's what's happening. New York is where we are for the MTV Video Music Awards. No tickets provided.
Right.
So can't go. But then realized Muse was playing in concert on Sunday night anyway.
So you're fine.
Rather go to that.
So we got that. Yeah.
We're owned, the same company owns us, the Kevin and Bean Show, that owns MTV. Right. Yet we have zero standing with that corporation.
There's not a lot of synergy, as they call it, in the business.
We've been shined again.
Alicia Keys is going to be performing with Jay-Z. Of course, Jay-Z told us about that this morning when we talked to him.
He was amazing.
I was surprised how giddy he was.
I was too.
Lady Gaga will be performing, Beyonce, Green Day, Pink, Taylor Swift, and Muse, as we've mentioned. Russell Brand is set to host for the second year in a row. Jennifer Lopez, Nelly Furtado, Chase Crawford, Leighton Meester, Miranda Cosgrove, and Katy Perry will all be presenting. So it's a pretty good lineup. It's a lot of presenters on that list. I'm surprised to see Jennifer Lopez on the list, because usually in a show of that magnitude, when you got that many people presenting,
By the way, every year people email around the MTV Video Music Awards and say the same thing. They still play videos?
Yes.
How are they basing these awards on videos that have, if they've ever been shown, they must air them once just so they can say they did?
They play videos like between 3 and 4 a.m.
Do they really?
Because
I've flipped around and I've never seen
it's
a video.
It's always
MTV 2.
Freaking Road Rules or Rob Dyrdek or something other than music.
Nitro Circus. I think MTV 2 plays about an hour then between 3 and 4 a.m. Other than that, no.
All right.
Craziness.
Yeah.
And Smallville is coming back this fall, one of my favorite shows on the CW, and they're bringing back some classic Superman villains for Clark to battle on that show. Remember General Zod in the Superman movies?
No. Sure.
Kneel before Zod.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the Superman, he was General Zod in Smallville, because this is when Clark Kent was a young man. He's going to be Major Zod.
Ah.
This is before before he got his promotion to
stab me if I ask if he knows Major and Elfman.
Come on. That's the whole reason I did that story. Set Bean up for the Major and Elfman.
Don't do that.
There's really going to be some stabbing out.
Didn't he serve with corporal punishment? I'm pretty sure he did.
I believe he did.
Put it in the file, Mike. I accept it.
And Bob Dylan's harmonica sold in auction this week.
They're good.
An electrician named John...
I saw them at the Troub.
And Bob Dylan's harmonica is the band you're talking about, right?
No, this is a harmonica that was played by Bob Dylan.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Yes, an electrician named John Fellas placed the winning bid at auction in Norwich, England yesterday. $4,500 for the harmonica.
Oh, my God. Was this a special harmonica that he played on Blowin' in the Wind or something?
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
A harmonica that was his that he played.
Just probably has a spit in it, though, still.
That dude wanted DNA. That's all that's about.
Yeah. He said after the auction he was very happy to win, but he hadn't told his wife yet. Can you imagine that conversation when he gets home?
Honey, you know how we used to have $4,500?
Remember that car we were going to buy?
Wow.
I got this.
Look at this. It's a harmonica. But it's Bob Dylan.
Not just any harmonica.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to go poorly.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Brian De Palma, 69 years old today. Virginia Madsen celebrates her 48th. Moby is 44 years old. John Buckland, guitarist for Coldplay, is 32. Ludacris is 32 as well. And Harry Connick Jr., who sang the very touching version of the Star-Spangled Banner.
He's a great musician.
He really American. Is.
Great singer, great piano player.
Yeah.
And it seems like a classy act, too.
Yeah, very much.
He had a suit on last night, and he just seems like a good dude. I know he does a lot of charity work for the victims of Katrina down there in his home state of Louisiana, but he just seems like a real good
guy. He still married to the beautiful Victoria's Secret
Jill
supermodel,
Goodacre.
Jill Goodacre?
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
Anyway, Harry Connick Jr. is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, we are going to be concluding our broadcast from New York City. We're going to have a complete recap of the MTV Video Music Awards.
If we can get them on TV.
If we can get them on TV. We're also going to have a bunch of interviews that we hope to do today with some of the artists that are there. But most importantly on Monday. Oh, by the way, Michael Strahan also in our studios here in New York on Monday to recap the NFL season weekend. But most importantly, Breakfast with Muse.
No idea.
Yeah. I'm trying to get to
Breakfast
with Muse.
Gotcha.
Because that is going to be Monday morning. And we would like you to tune in for that.
Now, Ralph, I know you're very, very tired. I know that you have the pillow in your future. But
yes.
can you sing with us? Can you make it an official end of a Kevin and Bean show on a Friday? And just one more time.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
For old time's sake.
All right. I'll see.
Sing it if you know it.
I'll see if I can.
He knows it.
Don't forget that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Up with Whitey.
Just like the other ones.
That's real talk right there, man.
This one seems to be about quit.
Kill Whitey.
And I need another hit.
Anyway, this is Super Dave on the All Show on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena. And before... So anyways, coming up, we got some Pennywise and some Beastie Boys. But first, these commercials.
Everybody wants a piece of my action.
Just like the other one.
How come you never got married?
Because I like meat.
That
brought my mind to
confession. I don't have another sin.
It's getting more like common every friend. We're going to do this and do that.
That's true.
Some people say that's good for your hair.
Just pass it around. Well, don't forget that joint, my friend.
Look, I can fit my entire fist in my
fist.
Pass it on down.
I think it went well. I think it was good.
There weren't any laughs.
Well, that was a tough audience.
By authority of the Federal Communications Commission and the grace of a kindly providence, which gave me the power of not having to listen to people, I am now going off the air.
Why am I sticky and naked? Did I miss something fun?
Well, as they used to say at the freshman mixer, when you get a yes, you go home.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal.
Sorry about that. Maybe next time.
Peace out.